Hi, this is Senior Chief Rob Burrows with the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center, and I am your host every Saturday morning from 9 to 11 with Battlefield Expressions. Battlefield Expressions is where we talk about veterans issues, advocacy for our community, and those in our community who help support our veterans. Once again, join me every Saturday morning from 9 to 11, Battlefield Expressions on KCNR 96.5, 1460 AM.
I expected to be a lot easier.
I didn't know what step to take next.
I was transitioning from the military. I was a vehicle gunner.
An avionics specialist.
I missed my unit, my family.
Playing with my daughter, I felt like a stranger.
I didn't have a clear sense of what to do next.
And then I thought, if I'm going through this, other veterans have gone through it too, right? So I reached out, and I saw that I wasn't alone.
Go to maketheconnection.net to learn how other veterans have overcome the challenges of transitioning out of the military.
Do you have a wet basement? You've got a problem.
Not only are you inviting toxic mold, a flooded foundation can raise serious structural issues.
But here's the good news. Jackhammers and backhoes and other drastic measures are probably not in your future if you read our tips for sealing your basement. Hit moneypit.com, click on ideas and tips, then click repair and improve.
And for answers to any home improvement or home repair question, give us a call right now, 888-MONEYPIT.
Money Pit is presented by Pavestone and Arrow Fastener. Now, here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And we are here to help you take on the projects you'd like to get done around your house. If you have some ideas on projects that will help you make your home the best home ever, well, we're here to help you get those projects accomplished. If you don't know where to start, you can start by calling us at 1-888-MONEYPIT. We will give you some tips, some advice, on some ideas on how to get that project going or get it done, or we'll let you know if you're in over your head and what your next steps might be. But what's on your to-do list is on our to-do list as well. So help yourself by calling 1-888-MONEYPIT or posting your questions at moneypit.com. Coming up on this episode, it's a great time of year for outdoor living, but if you want to step up your space, we're going to have some tips on how you can build your very own fire pit and have a place to have those s'mores every night of the week if you like.
That sounds good. And if you're looking for a garden that not only looks good, but also serves an important purpose, well, bees, hummingbirds, and butterflies are all pollinators and play a big role in plant reproduction. We're going to have tips on how you can create a pollinator garden to give these creatures a place to carry out their good work.
And are you ready to fire up your AC to keep cool and comfortable this summer? Well, there are actually three things that you should do first to make sure your system is good to go for the warm season ahead.
But first, we want to hear from you. What are you guys working on? Give us a call. Let us know what projects are on your to-do list, what you're thinking about, maybe something that's giving you a hard time. Whatever it is, we're here to lend a hand. So give us a call at 888-MONEYPIT or post your question to moneypit.com.
888-666-3974. Let's get to it. Leslie, who's first?
Selena in Tennessee, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
Last week, I had estimates done on my home to have all my drain pipes replaced.
Why'd you do that?
My house was built in 1944, and we've had some trouble here lately with clogs and everything, so I just decided to go ahead and replace all the drain lines.
Is that because you're getting roots and that sort of thing in the pipes?
I don't think there's roots in them, no, because we've had the pipe from the house back to the drain replaced already. This is just the inside pipe, and they're old, and yes, we have had a couple of them to rupture, so I just decided to get them all replaced. However, today my son told me that all of that is useless if I don't get the main line coming into the house replaced also. And I wanted to see what your take was on that.
Well, we're talking about two different types of pipes. You're talking about drainage pipes versus supply pipes. And the supply pipe that comes into the house may or may not need to be replaced. The questions I would have for you is, what's the pipe made out of? And are we having any problems with it? Now, in an older house, you may have the original steel main water pipe coming into the house, which if the house was built, did you say the 40s?
Right.
That's a super old pipe that definitely is in, at risk of breaking.
Okay, great. So when they come back out to do my plumbing, because they're doing it in 2 weeks, I need to ask them to look at the pipe and let me, because none of the people that gave me estimates even mentioned that.
Well, I would take a look at that. And typically in a house, you don't replace the drain pipe. So I'm a little surprised that you're doing that. Typically in an older house with steel pipes, you end up replacing the supply pipes. And you do the horizontal pipes first because they're the easiest to access. And you do the vertical pipes to go up through the walls last because they're the hardest to access. And you can do it in stages. The first step of a steel pipe conversion is to do the main. The second one is to do all the horizontals in the basement crawl space. And the third is to do the verticals. And so typically that's what you do in a house that has that kind of plumbing. You mentioned you've had some problems with clogging with the drain pipes, but that's pretty unusual. And I actually have never heard of anyone wanting to replace drain pipes. Typically, they replace supply pipes. So you might want to get a second opinion on this and not just take the opinion of the plumber that wants the work.
Okay, great. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, Selena. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Now we're heading on over to Kansas, where Russ has a roofing question. What can we do for you?
Okay. I've got a farm that I bought 8 years ago, and on the farm is a very large, very old barn. A matter of fact, the loft is large enough that you could probably fit a regulation-sized basketball court inside of it. According to the graffiti inside the barn, it was built in either 34 or 38. And it was done originally with cedar shake shingles with 1x4 stringers, what, about every 4 inches or about a 3.5 inch spacing between them.
I know the construction well.
Okay. And as you know, those cedar shingles are not going to be in very good condition as of this point. So I know I'm going to have to go up there, try to figure out a safe way to work up there so I can remove the cedar shingles so I can prep it to go back with probably a metal roof. The question is, you know, I'll have to screw the roof down. The question is will I be able to go directly with the 1x4s with the metal roofing, or would I be better off nailing everything fully and putting down some plywood or OXB?
Well, I think that a good roofer could work with the 1x furring strips that are up there right now. Because, frankly, that's the way metal roof was originally put down. It wasn't put down on solid sheathing. It was put down on strips just like that. So I think that that's a fine option for you. I don't think you need to do the sheathing in this particular case. If you were going to put down asphalt shingles, I'd tell you you need to sheathe it. But for metal roof, you may have to do some additional carpentry to get the strips, you know, where you want them to make the seams on the roof and so on. But I don't see a reason for you to sheathe this barn. I think the metal can go right on top of that.
Okay, so to patch the rotted 1x4s and maybe put in somewhere where seams are, and we should be good that way?
Absolutely.
Okay. Do you have any suggestions on how to safely work on a 45-degree pitch?
Yeah, call a roofer. It's not a do-it-yourself project. I mean, that's a really high-end project, and if you do it every day, you have all the appropriate safety gear and scaffolding and skill set to be able to work on that. That's a very dangerous place to try out your do-it-yourself skills, because handling those big sheets up there, you get a wind gust and, you know, you start flying off the roof. Those medical bills add up very quickly. So I would definitely recommend that you have a professional do this.
Okay.
All right. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Now we're heading on over to Washington State, where Sabrina is dealing with some grout that's cracking up. And it's not laughing. It's falling apart. Tell us what's going on.
So I had some grout installed quite some time ago, and they're about 18-inch tile pieces. And what I'm noticing now is there are several places, it's kind of happening all over, where the grout is actually cracking, and I'm not sure what to do.
So is it a fine crack, or is it a big crack?
The grout is cracking, and now some of the tile pieces are cracking.
Yeah, that's a problem. It sounds to me like the tile was not put down on a base that was solid enough. When you use a big tile like that, you need to have a really strong base. So you have to have a mud base, or you have to have a tile base, and you may even have to have an expansion material underneath that so that you don't get this kind of cracking. If you don't get good support across an 18-inch tile, and you get a little bit of movement in the floor, it cracks very quickly. So I think this is, at this point, it's going to be something you're going to have to manage. And if it gets really bad, you're going to end up taking those tiles out and replacing them. It's very hard to recover from this when the tile job was potentially not done right to begin with.
Yeah, and I was wondering if it has anything to do with, I've heard a couple people tell me that the underlayment, and maybe you said that, the underlayment wasn't secured down properly or whatnot?
Wasn't strong enough, right. It wasn't strong enough. You see, if there's flex in the floor, the tile's not going to bend, it's going to crack. And so that's why the tile, what's under that tile has to be really solid. The bigger the tile, the wider the tile, the less forgiving it is. If you put mosaic down, you know, it can move all day long and you're never going to see those cracks. But when you put a big 18-inch square tile down,
it's got nowhere to go.
It's got nowhere to go, exactly.
And what is your recommendation for correcting it?
Unfortunately, there's no easy recommendation. If the tile project was done wrong to begin with, there's nothing I can tell you to do that's going to fix it at this point in time. It's really going to be something that you're going to have to tolerate, and eventually you're going to end up replacing them, and this time you're going to do the proper job with putting the floor down. How long have these tiles been down?
About 5 years.
I was going to say, whoever put them down didn't really do the job right. You're going to end up having to tear it out and do it again.
That's okay. Well, thank you, guys. I just wanted to talk to some professionals, and I heard your show, and I really appreciate you guys giving me the advice.
You got it. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Show. Give us a call. Let us know what you are working on, what kind of summer project you've got happening. Whatever it is, we can lend a hand 24/7 right here at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Still to come, chocolatey goodness. We've got step-by-step tips on how to build a fire pit in your very own backyard. Can you say s'mores? The Money Pit continues after this. Ready to make your slippery walking surfaces safer, indoors and out? Now you can with TrackSafe Anti-Slip Sealer by Dice Coatings. TrackSafe is a tough pre-mixed clear coat you can roll onto slippery concrete, stone, tile, linoleum, and painted surfaces. It brings added beauty and foot traction to steps, wet pool decks and walkways, garage and interior floors, and more. Get a grip with slip-resistant TrackSafe. Order today online through the Home Depot or at DiceCoatings.com.
Installing a tile backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like Simple Mat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. Simple Mat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall. Then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout so your project can be completed in one day.
Find Simple Mat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. Learn more at thesimplemat.com.
Well, I just found my new favorite fishmonger, Leslie, and I got to tell you, it ain't a guy on a corner. It's WildAlaskanCompany.com. It's a monthly delicious seafood membership. I just got my first wild combo box, and it was chock full of 24 pieces of wild salmon and whitefish, every piece high quality and individually wrapped and frozen fresh, then delivered right to your door. It's some of the best seafood I've had, and it's easy to prepare. It's healthy and delicious, and Wild Alaskan Company promotes only sustainable seafood.
You know what? You are getting me so hungry. I can't wait to get my box. I'm going to go for the wild salmon box or maybe the wild whitefish box. Maybe I'll put it on the grill this weekend.
Yep, and it's easy to order. Just go to wildalaskancompany.com, pick from three different monthly boxes, change your preference, and cancel at any time. Plus, MoneyPit listeners get $25 off your first-time order. Just enter promo code MoneyPit at checkout. That's wildalaskancompany.com and enter MoneyPit at checkout to save $25.
Bamboo and woven woods are the hottest trend in window coverings and a great way to give your home added style. There are lots of varieties of wood, textures, and tones to choose.
Yep, and the natural materials really do look great. Just make sure you consider size and space requirements for the product you are considering. SelectBlinds.com makes it easy. Just visit SelectBlinds.com, see how to measure your windows, then browse the many choices of colors, styles, and patterns, and then order as many as 15 free samples.
I love that they send you so many great samples. It makes it so much easier knowing that it's going to look perfect when you order. Your custom-crafted blinds are then shipped directly to your home for easy installation.
And you can save at least 40% with daily deals and discounts, plus always free shipping and delivery on everything. If you can hang a picture, you can put up your own blinds quickly and easily with SelectBlinds.com.
We'll be right back.
Making good homes better. Welcome back to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
You can subscribe to the Money Pit podcast by going to moneypit.com/podcast. Chartable has ranked the Money Pit Apple's number one best home and garden podcast of all time. We'd love for you to join us. This way you can listen when it's convenient for you. And you can always call in your home improvement question at 1-888-MONEYPIT. Well, Father's Day is just a couple of weeks away, and we've launched a new sweepstakes to help you win tools for Dad. It's called the DIY Dad Giveaway, and we've got 10 sets of tools from Arrow to give away to 10 lucky winners.
That's right. Each set is worth $120 and includes both a T50 and a PT50 Arrow stapler, as well as an Arrow GT300 Fastener Pro High Temp Glue Gun, which really is perfect for taking on dozens of projects around the house. Arrow is all about making durable, reliable tools and fasteners, and these tools will give your dad years of use.
And you can enter once a day at moneypit.com, and be sure to take advantage of the many ways you can earn extra bonus entries by subscribing to our podcast or visiting us on social media.
Tim in Iowa has a wood finishing question. How can we help you?
I've got an old house. It's got fir floors. I've acquired some reclaimed fir flooring to put in an addition to try and match up the rest of the house. Question I have, this is going to be the first floor that I redo in the house. I kind of wanted to, whatever I do, I want to do in the rest of the house. But the question I have is on the clear finish. I know a lot of different companies are making a water-based clear. And my second question is whether, you know, or as far as durability, whether it's something of that product would be durable. And then also I have a couple of dogs that I'm worried about, nail scratches, as far as sheen goes. I know the shinier it is, the easier, the more scratches you can see. So I'm curious if there's anything out there that shines good and will resist scratches.
Yeah, I mean, I have always felt that oil-based floor finishes are key. Anytime I've tried to use a water-based floor finish, it doesn't seem to have the durability. So I would definitely recommend an oil-based floor finish like a polyurethane. In terms of sheen, I think that semi-gloss is what you want. Not high gloss, because that does show, not only does it show scratches, it shows a lot of dirt easier, but semi-gloss or satin is a nice color to have. So I think the answer is oil-based satin polyurethane is the solution.
Is there any kind of a two-part epoxy one that's even more durable than the polyurethane? Or
There are two-part finishes like that. Professional floor installers do use those, like when they do like sort of gym floors and that kind of stuff. But it's not sort of an over-the-counter purchase. You'd have to go to a flooring finish supply company.
Well, yeah, and that's going to have to be applied in a manner where you're really thinking about ventilation and, you know, protection of yourself, because that's a fairly caustic material.
All right. Thank you very much, guys.
You're welcome. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEYPIT.
Well, I'm a big hiker, and after a long day on the trail, one of the things that's fun to do is to relax around the campfire. Well, you can have that campfire feeling all year long, and without the hike, in your very own backyard when you build a fire pit.
Yeah, you know what? It's not a difficult project, and it's made even easier when you use Rumblestone from Pavestone. Now, Rumblestone is an outdoor building block, basically. You just stack it, and it fits together quickly and easily.
Yeah, I mean, it's really very easy to use. So for a round fire pit that, say, is about 10 inches high and about 45 inches across, you'd need only two sizes of rumble stone, the mini blocks and the trapezoidal shape blocks. You just start by creating a stable level project area, and then you just lay out the trapezoidal blocks and the mini blocks in a circle. You alternate each one, and they can even be secured with construction adhesive if you like. You don't have to, but if you like, and there's no mortar required. So it couldn't be easier to stack these up, just like building blocks, like the kind you used as a kid, in the shape of a fire pit.
I mean, it's really great, and three layers of rumble stone is really all you need. For the second and third level, just offset those blocks from the layer beneath it, and then just line the bottom with sand, and you'll be ready to fire up s'mores in no time.
Yep, for a complete material list and instructions on how to do it, plus videos, go to pavestone.com and look for the rumble stone videos under the how-to guide tab. That's pavestone.com.
Now we've got Ben in Illinois on the line with a popcorn ceiling question. How can we help you today?
Got a probably 70s ranch-style home.
1970 was a very good year for popcorn.
Yes, it was. ceiling all the way in the TV room, uninterrupted, that goes through the kitchen, and uninterrupted flow goes all the way down the hallway.
Okay, so what happened? Did you have a leak or something?
Had wind damage to some shingles, and it came down through the attic, and it stained some of the popcorn ceiling in the TV room. I since put a new roof on, but it, yeah, it stained it, and some of the popcorn stuff came off.
So is the popcorn physically damaged except for losing a few kernels, so to speak?
Well, there's still a little bit of staining on the stuff that didn't fall, but there's some sections that did.
You're going to have to repaint the popcorn ceiling, and it's kind of a pain-in-the-neck job, but it can be done. The key here is this. You want to use a very, very thick roller and one that's slit. The rollers are about three-quarters of an inch or even an inch thick, and they have a slice kind of in them every inch or so. And so it uses a lot of paint. And the key thing is you're going to want to use a primer first. Don't just do this with top coat because that leak stain will come right through. So you prime the popcorn ceiling first, and then you paint it. Now, if you're missing a bunch of area of popcorn and you want to touch that up, there are a number of companies that make popcorn repair products. One of which is called Homax, H-O-M-A-X, and they have a spray where it's as easy as using an aerosol spray can that you basically shoot up there and it will replace the texture. So you can kind of fill in the area where some of that material has come off. And then since you're painting, you paint the whole thing over again. Now, whether you go from end to end in the house, it's up to you, or whether you, you know, just kind of decide where you're going to stop painting, that's your call. Maybe there's a natural place for that. Maybe there's not. But you have to paint it. That's the only way you're going to be able to get this to look normal again. And by the way, one final thing. When you do paint it with the top coat, make sure you use flat ceiling paint.
Gotcha. I guess a two-pronged question here, if I still have time, to fill in those spots where the popcorn ceiling came off, how do I avoid this major overlap if I use this aerosol spray that's supposed to fill in?
Well, you're just going to kind of thin it out in the areas where it already exists and then go a little bit heavier. You have some control over it. It's not going to look like a patch. It will be whiter than everything else, but you're going to paint this whole thing anyway when you're done. So what we want to do is really just replace the texture, and then you're going to paint everything, and so it'll blend in nicely when it's done.
Okay, and I would plan on doing a transition, maybe a fancy wood deal that goes over to block that TV room ceiling off from where it goes into the kitchen, and I could connect it to, like, the kitchen counters that extend out a little bit. That way I wouldn't have to do the non-damaged sections and repaint them as well.
Why don't you do that after you paint the section that's damaged and see how you like it? Because you'll be surprised with how dirty and dingy that ceiling has gotten when it has some new paint against it. It's going to look pretty fresh and clean. It might inspire you to do the whole thing.
And that just might. That's a very good point. I appreciate that very much, Tom.
You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Show. Give us a call with your home repair, your home improvement question 24/7 right here at 888-MONEY-PIT. Hey, do you want a garden that not only looks good, but it also does good by serving an important purpose? We're going to have some tips on how you can plant your own pollinator garden next.
You want a piece of me?
You want a piece of me?
You want a piece of me?
They're not movie tough guys, just ordinary people doing something extraordinary. They're all signed up on matchingdonors.com, willing to donate their kidney to anyone who needs it. In the U.S., 19 people die each day waiting for an organ transplant, most of them for kidneys. Matchingdonors.com improves those odds by finding living altruistic donors for patients desperately needing transplants. Go to matchingdonors.com and meet some extraordinary people. That's matchingdonors.com.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
There are debt solutions for almost every situation. No matter how much money you owe in credit card debt, all the information you really need is yours free when you call right now for your free debt review. When we learned about the debt solutions they don't want you to know about, we were so shocked at how the credit card companies work to keep you in debt that we have decided to give everyone that calls today a free debt review. Absolutely free. That's right. Get your debt solution review absolutely free. Just call 1-800-865-8566. That's 1-800-865-8566 and get the free debt review everyone in debt should have. To find out how you can get out of debt now, just call 1-800-865-8566. That's 1-800-865-8566. Get out of debt fast with your free credit card debt review. Call 1-800-865-8566. Again, 1-800-865-8566.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
There are a ton of social networking websites, but one stands apart for a very special reason. This one saves lives. It's MatchingDonors.com. MatchingDonors.com links organ donors with people in need of kidney and other transplants. In the U.S., 19 people die each day waiting for an organ transplant, most of them for kidneys. If you've ever considered becoming a living organ donor, or if you have someone in need of an organ transplant, visit MatchingDonors.com. Home of the greatest gift of all, the gift of life. MatchingDonors.com.
Hi, I'm Tom Kreitler with today's tip of the day. Home fires can strike at any time. Each year, nearly 390,000 home fires in the U.S. result in death, injury, and property damage. As with anything, the best defense is a good offense. Planning, prevention, and practice are key. First, meet with everyone in the home and plan different escape routes. Try to visualize the fire from every room in your home and feel your way out. Close your eyes and try to find the exit. Thick smoke is not only deadly, but makes it difficult to breathe and to see. Stay low and practice finding the exit, identifying markers or touch points that can be landmarks along the escape route when it's hard to see. Also remind family members that in case of fire, get out first and call 911 from a neighbor's home. Most importantly, don't forget to regularly test smoke alarms to be sure they're working correctly. In case of a home fire, your dreams don't have to go up in smoke. Be prepared. I'm Tom Kreitler, and that's today's Money Pit Tip of the Day.
Where home solutions live, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
We'd love to hear what you're working on. Give us a call right now with your home improvement questions at 1-888-MONEYPIT.
Joe in California is online and needs some help with some bar stool restoration. Tell us what they look like.
Well, they have wooden arms, and they're padded, they're cloth, and then down at the bottom where the feet are at, they've got little wooden rails on them, and I need to redo them. I've got them clean and brushed down and everything, and somebody said I should use fire varnish on them, and I need to know what to get to put on them, on the wood.
Is there any metal at all? It's all wood.
No, everything else is padded.
So everything else is fabric.
The arms are wood. It's got 1, 2, 3, 4 little metal legs on it at the bottom and halfway up, and they're wood. And I've got them ready to paint, but I don't know what to put on it.
So you want to refinish the wood in a clear, with a clear finish or a painted finish? A clear finish?
Clear finish.
Okay. So, yeah, I mean, you can use spar varnish on it. That's a fine product. What you're going to have to do, though, is lightly sand all of those wood surfaces.
They're ready. I've already done that.
You've done that. Okay. Well, and you've done the hard part if you've done all the sanding. But what I would tell you to do is to be very careful to get the varnish only on the wood and not on any of the padded areas or the metal areas.
Yeah, this is going to be about creative masking and taping things off and covering things with plastic and tape. And
yeah, because if you get it on there, you're going to have a problem. So you want to mask it very carefully to keep it away from the areas where you don't want the spar varnish to get.
Yeah, okay. And you think that's the best to get? Because somebody else said, no, you don't want to use that. You want to use clear acrylic.
Well, look, it's a personal preference. The varnish is, I believe spar varnish is oil-based, which is fine. And it's actually, you'll find that the oil-based finishes are a little more durable in terms of abrasion resistance.
And I think they give a better sheen as well.
Yeah, that's a good point. Mm-hmm. They take a little longer to dry, but they are a tougher finish.
Mm-hmm. I mean, with the acrylic, clear coats, as they call it, it's even available in a spray I've seen. I guess that really kind of depends on, how raw the wood is, how much coverage you want. Again, masking is going to be the key here. And, you really need to consider how much of a sheen you want. Think about that as well when you're making your selection. Because if you want something that's super shiny and almost has that wet look, really that oil-based varnish is the way to go.
Hey, do you want a garden that not only looks good, but also serves an important purpose? Well, there are a lot of species out there, including bees, hummingbirds, and butterflies that play a big role in plant reproduction.
Yep, they're called pollinators, and they really are incredibly important to life here on Earth. So it's always fun to give these creatures a place to carry out their good work.
Yeah, now when you're thinking about planting a pollinator garden, it's the variety that counts because it provides a variety of nectar and pollen sources. So three things that you've got to remember. First of all, you want a variety of flower colors and shapes because that's going to attract different types of pollinators. Then you want to choose plants that flower at different times of the year because that's going to provide nectar and pollen sources throughout the gardening season and not all at once. And whenever it's possible, guys, try to choose plants that are native to your area, your region, your zone. This way they'll thrive where you live and you're not going to be constantly struggling to make it work. So find something that grows where you're from and you'll have major success.
And one final tip, when you are ready to plant, typically when we plant flowers, for example, we're big on sort of spacing everything out. But in this case, you actually want to plant them in clumps rather than single plants because this helps to attract the pollinators all that much better.
Heading over to Oklahoma right now to talk to Sheila about a kitchen do-over. How can we help you paint those countertops?
My husband and I remodeled our kitchen and we refinished our cabinets and we had some recessed lighting done and we didn't have enough money for our counters. So I've been looking at online some stuff about repainting your countertops. And I wanted to know your opinion about it or if you've heard anyone doing that or what your thoughts are on that.
Yeah, the countertop paints have been out for probably 5 or 8 years now, and they seem to do very, very well. I know Rust-Oleum has an extensive line of countertop paints out that are available in many, many colors. So I think it is a good option. I think it'll buy you a little bit of time on those countertops so that you can avoid having to replace them. And you'll have the opportunity to paint either a solid color or they have countertop paints now that kind of look like stone countertops. They look like granite and other types of natural materials. So I think they're a very good option, and I would encourage you to pursue it.
Yeah, I actually found a company online that sells them their product locally at one of our wallpaper stores and have actually purchased the items. I just haven't started the project yet.
What you might want to do is try to get your hands on a piece of laminate, and you can go to a home center and buy like a really small piece of laminate, like a scrap, and this way you can practice a little bit before you actually get it on your countertop.
Do you know about the length of time it's and how durable it is as far as lasting.
It's not as durable as the laminate, but it's pretty good.
Yeah, okay. Well, great. Thank you, Tom, for taking my call.
You're welcome, Sheila. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
You are tuned to the Money Pit. Give us a call anytime with your home repair, your home improvement question. Anytime, 24/7. We are standing by at 888-MONEY-PIT. Hey, are you ready to fire up your air conditioning to keep cool this summer? Well, there are three things that you should do first to make sure your system is good to go. So stick around.
Well, I just found my new favorite fishmonger, Leslie, and I got to tell you, it ain't a guy on a corner. It's wildalaskancompany.com. It's a monthly delicious seafood membership. I just got my first wild combo box, and it was chock full of 24 pieces of wild salmon and whitefish, every piece high quality and individually wrapped and frozen fresh, then delivered right to your door. It's some of the best seafood I've had, and it's easy to prepare. It's healthy and delicious, and Wild Alaskan Company promotes only sustainable seafood.
You know what? You are getting me so hungry. I can't wait to get my box. I'm going to go for the wild salmon box or maybe the wild whitefish box. Maybe I'll put it on the grill this weekend.
Yep, and it's easy to order. Just go to wildalaskancompany.com, pick from three different monthly boxes, change your preference, and cancel at any time. Plus, MoneyPit listeners get $25 off your first-time order. Just enter promo code MoneyPit at checkout. That's wildalaskancompany.com and enter MoneyPit at checkout to save $25.
Bamboo and woven woods are the hottest trend in window coverings and a great way to give your home added style. There are lots of varieties of wood, textures, and tones to choose.
Yep, and the natural materials really do look great. Just make sure you consider size and space requirements for the product you are considering. SelectBlinds.com makes it easy. Just visit SelectBlinds.com, see how to measure your windows, then browse the many choices of colors, styles, and patterns, and then order as many as 15 free samples.
I love that they send you so many great samples. It makes it so much easier knowing that it's going to look perfect when you order. Your custom-crafted blinds are then shipped directly to your home for easy installation.
And you can save at least 40% with daily deals and discounts, plus always free shipping and delivery on everything. If you can hang a picture, you can put up your own blinds quickly and easily with SelectBlinds.com.
Outdoor concrete projects are quick and easy with QuickCrete fast-setting concrete mix in the red bag. It's great for setting fence posts, a mailbox, deck footings, or even a small slab. QuickCrete fast-setting concrete in the red bag makes setting posts quick and easy. There's no mixing. Just pour the dry mix into the hole and soak with water. It sets hard in 20 to 40 minutes. It's that quick and that easy. You'll find QuickCrete fast-setting concrete mix at home improvement stores. Look for it in the red bag.
Ready to make your slippery walking surfaces safer, indoors and out? Now you can with TrackSafe Anti-Slip Sealer by Dice Coatings. TrackSafe is a tough, pre-mixed clear coat you can roll onto slippery concrete, stone, tile, linoleum, and painted surfaces. It brings added beauty and foot traction to steps, wet pool decks and walkways, garage and interior floors, and more. Get a grip with slip-resistant TrackSafe. Order today online through the Home Depot or at DiceCoatings.com. Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Give us a call with your home improvement question at 1-888-MONEY-PIT. And did you know you can listen to The Money Pit at your convenience simply by subscribing to The Money Pit podcast? It comes out twice a week on Monday and again on Thursday. We issue about a 30-minute episode twice a week, and you can listen basically whenever you want. You can get some tips, get some ideas. You can even win some cool free stuff. It's available at iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher, Google Play, Google Podcast, iHeart, and TuneIn, or just go to moneypit.com/podcast.
You know, Father's Day is just a couple of weeks away, and we are launching a new sweepstakes to help you win tools for Dad. It's called the DIY Dad Giveaway, and we've got 10 sets of tools from Arrow to give away to 10 lucky winners.
That's right. Each set is worth $120 and includes both a T50 and a PT50, which are both Arrow staple guns, as well as an Arrow GT300 high-temp glue gun, which is
perfect for taking on dozens of projects around the house. You know, Arrow is really about making durable, reliable tools and fasteners, and these tools are going to give your dad years of use.
All right, guys, you can enter one time a day at MoneyPit.com, and be sure to take advantage of the many ways that you can earn extra entries by subscribing to our podcast or visiting us on social media.
Give us a call right now with your home improvement question. The number is 1-888-MONEYPIT.
Jeff in South Carolina is dealing with some unwanted visitors to their money pit. Tell us what's going on.
I have a couple of feral cats that are running around in my backyard. I have a bird bath, and the cats stalk the bird bath, and when the birds come in to take a drink and a splash, they jump up and they kill the bird. And what I've done is I've poured the water out of the bird bath to keep the birds away, but how do I get rid of the cats?
I mean, there's a lot of initiatives around the country with organizations that will help deal with the feral cat issue. Many of them run what's called a TNR program, which is trap, neuter, and return. So the idea is that they trap the cats humanely, like with a have-a-heart trap or something like that. They neuter them. Then they return them to the environment, but hopefully not in your neighborhood where they're used to finding that source of food. And so I would turn to an organization like that that can help you trap the cats and get them off of your property. And if they have the added support that they can neuter the cats, and that helps the overall community from stopping these cats from reproducing.
And you know what else? We had an issue years ago when there's a person on our block who, you know, feeds every cat in town and has about like 30 cats and kittens just living in their backyard. And the neighbor next door was doing a ton of work. There was a dumpster with like food scraps and stuff in it. And so all the cats kind of just meandered into my yard. And I had called the village because, I mean, honestly, I didn't mind the cats being there, but they were killing like a possum. And now all of a sudden I had to clean up a dead possum and birds. And, you know, I really don't want to be doing that. So I called the village, and the village referred me to the town. So long story short, I made a bunch of calls to finally get to someone in the county who told me that where I live, feral cats have the same rights as squirrels, which means you can do nothing about them. But if you do find a local cat rescue, they might be willing to come and help you, you know, take the cats, find them, you know, a place to be adopted by. And, you know, maybe if you find a place that you feel comfortable with, you know, a donation might not hurt in helping them to get the cats off your property. So you never know. I might, you know, make a call to your town or your village and see where that goes, too.
Okay. Thank you very much.
All right. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEYPIT.
Well, now that it's starting to get warmer, it really is a good time to have your AC serviced. You know, central air conditioners work by using a chemical refrigerant that's going to soak up the heat inside your house and then transfer that heat to the exterior. And if it's weak, it's going to cost you a lot more for that system to run.
And that's right. So here's an easy way to check how well your system is actually cooling. Now, when an air conditioning system is working properly, it should produce a temperature differential of 15 to 20 degrees. That means that between the return air where it goes back to the system and the supply air when it comes out the register, the temperature differential, the difference, should be 15 to 20 degrees. Now, if the temperature differential is more like 12 degrees, that's a problem because that means that that system has to run that much longer, maybe almost twice as long, to do the same job cooling, and that's going to be really, really expensive. So it's a good idea just to check those temperatures at the supply and at the return and see what the split is. If it's not 15 to 20 degrees, then it might be time to have it serviced.
Yeah, and even after you have the service, you want to make sure that your central air conditioning system stays in shape by changing that filter at least once a month. And there are a good range of filter qualities available, so make sure you buy a good quality one that'll do its job well, and remember to change it. I feel like I always make the mistake of forgetting, so I always, toward the end of the month in the summer, like stick it right by the return duct, like in the middle of the hallway, so I practically have to like trip over it every day.
I used to laugh when I was a home inspector when you could see that the person's furnace had like absolutely zero maintenance, but darn it, the day before the home inspector came in, they changed that filter.
I change the filter all the time.
It's like, guys, too little, too late. Margaret in Virginia is next on the Money Pit. How can we help you, Margaret?
I have an old house, part of it built Civil War era.
Okay.
The floors in the oldest part are pine, and they're about the boards are about 2.5 inches wide. And the newer part, the boards of the floor are oak, and they're more narrow. I want to know how to safely clean them and keep them protected.
There's a product called Tree Wax, which is perfect for this particular application. It's made by the Beaumont Company,
And Truwax has been around for many, 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 many years. And it's actually a natural cleaner for hardwood floors. So you can find that at retailers across the country. You could find that online. But look for Truwax Natural Floor Cleaner. And it's going to enable you to clean those floors very thoroughly without damaging the wood. And that's what's critical, because some of the floor products are not really designed for wood floors. Sometimes there's too much moisture in them. They don't evaporate well, and they leave too much moisture in the wood, and that causes the wood to swell or stain further. So look up Truwax. It's not expensive, and it works very well.
Okay. So is this a put-on and wipe-off?
Yes.
Okay. That sounds good.
Truwax is spelled T-R-E-W-A-X.
Okay. One E. Okay. Got it.
All right. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Give us a call anytime, 24-7 at 888-MONEY-PIT. Coming up, have you ever had a door leak in heavy rain? Well, then you know how Whitney feels. We're going to solve her problem, and maybe yours as well, when we take questions from the Money Pit community next.
You live in a money pit.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
There are a ton of social networking websites, but one stands apart for a very special reason. This one saves lives. It's MatchingDonors.com. MatchingDonors.com links organ donors with people in need of kidney and other transplants. In the U.S., 19 people die each day waiting for an organ transplant, most of them for kidneys. If you've ever considered becoming a living organ donor, or if you're someone in need of an organ transplant, visit MatchingDonors.com, home of the greatest gift of all, the gift of life, MatchingDonors.com.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
You want a piece of me?
You want a piece of me?
You want a piece of me?
They're not movie tough guys, just ordinary people doing something extraordinary. They're all signed up on MatchingDonors.com, willing to donate their kidney to anyone who needs it. In the U.S., 19 people die each day waiting for an organ transplant, most of them for kidneys. MatchingDonors.com improves those odds by finding living altruistic donors for patients desperately needing transplants. Go to MatchingDonors.com and meet some extraordinary people. That's MatchingDonors.com.
Where home solutions live, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Standing by to take your calls, your questions at 1-888-MONEY-PIT. If you've got a project that you'd like to get done to help you enjoy the summer ahead, please give us a call. We'd love to walk you through it.
Did those spring rains show you guys that you have some leaks that you didn't really know about? Well, Whitney here posted a question that says, the winds in my coastal area often hit windows at an angle. The problem is we have a leaky sliding glass door where the door meets the ceiling. We've tried adjusting the gutters by pitching them, but that leak continues. I was told a leak can start anywhere, so I'm not sure how to fix it. Can you help?
Yeah, it's tricky sometimes, especially when you get those leaks that are caused by driving rain or wind-driven rain. It sounds like the problem might be with the flashing or the lack of flashing around your sliding glass door. Now, flashing is a protective sort of sealing membrane that's designed to provide sort of a watertight seal between a door and the siding, because that's really where it's most vulnerable. Now, the problem is that sometimes this flashing will crack. It will be reliant sometimes on caulk or some other type of sealer. And I find then when that happens, you're really best to take the siding off around the door and reflash it properly. There's kind of two ways you can attack this. I mean, you could try to throw more sealer on it or more caulk on it or just sort of guess at where these leaks are coming from. Or you can just basically pull the siding off from around the door and reflash it. The difference is that now, as compared to the time when this place was built, there's a lot better flashing products out there. In fact, there are these flexible membranes that are self-adhering that you essentially stretch up onto the siding and over the edge of the door. And if there's an area that's not completely flat, it doesn't buckle or crack or check. And it actually can do a much more effective job. Now, if you want to try something in sort of the interim, what you could do to try to get a better idea as to where this is leaking is take a garden hose and set this sort of a medium flow and then put it right above the siding, above the door, and sort of work it across that entire top of the door very slowly. Have somebody on the inside watching for it to leak. It might show you, if you're lucky, maybe one area of that flashing where it's leaking, and then maybe you can then investigate just that one section rather than take all of the siding off.
All right. I hope that helps you out, Whitney. Next up, we've got a post here from Jason. Now, Jason writes, last summer, the combination of hot weather and very little rain had my lawn looking more like a hayfield. Is the grass dead? Can I save it? What if this happens again?
It can be difficult when you have those dog days of summer to maintain a healthy lawn. But that summer heat can work with it. When it turns the grass brown, the key here is to just not walk on it. If you walk on it, then it takes forever to come back. But if you can just let it sit and just stay to your walkways and not walk on it, you're not going to damage it. It will actually sort of re-green itself and it will regrow itself very quickly if you can kind of stay off it. A couple other things you can keep in mind. First, you want to cut back on mowing when you have the very hot, dry weather, because the grass is going to go into a somewhat dormant state. It can also appear dead then, but it'll come back when the weather conditions improve. So mowing once a week is plenty, and it also is best to keep the grass a little longer in the summer because it kind of shades itself.
I love it. It gives itself its own cooling spot.
Yeah, and if you cut too frequently, that means the grass is going to lose more moisture. So a couple of things to keep in mind if we do turn to a period of the summer where we have very, very little rain.
All right, I hope that helps you out, Jason. Good luck, and may you have a beautiful green lawn this summer.
You are listening to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, and we are so glad that you are. We're just about out of time for this episode, but if you've got questions, we are always standing by to take them, even when we are not on the air. You can get in touch with us by posting those questions to the Money Pit's Facebook community at facebook.com/themoneypit, or, of course, you can always call us 24/7 at 1-888-MONEYPIT. Thanks so much for joining us. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself,
but you don't have to do it alone.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRostro. It's shaping up to be a rough weekend along the Gulf Coast as Tropical Storm Cristobal is expected to bring significant wind and flooding.
3 to 5 feet of storm surge flooding. Again, that would be across portions of southeastern Louisiana or the coast of Mississippi. And then also very heavy rains. And right now we're expecting as much as 4 to 8 inches, maybe even upwards of 12 inches in some spots for portions of the central Gulf Coast and lower Mississippi Valley.
It's National Hurricane Center specialist Robbie Berg says that Cristobal should hit the coast by tomorrow night. It's gained some more strength, but it won't grow into a hurricane. Also, George Floyd's hometown of Rayford, North Carolina, today held a memorial service. Several hundred celebrants sang along with a choir as a large photo of Floyd and a portrait of him adorned with angel's wings and a halo were placed at the front of the chapel on either side of his gold casket. Floyd died after a Minnesota police officer placed a knee on his neck for several minutes on Memorial Day. And as mourners were remembering Floyd, demonstrators were massing around the country. In Washington, D.C., the Reverend Adrian Nelson of Lomax AME Zion Church in Arlington, Virginia, told WJLA that people need to recognize they're part of a diverse community.
As long as we recognize we're in the same community, then we recognize we're all human. And that was what was lost in Minneapolis, was the humanity of George Floyd.
Overseas, the new Kosovo government lifted some recently imposed measures on Serb goods today, in an effort to pave the way to resuming dialogue to improve ties with its neighbor. The decision was among the first taken by Prime Minister Abdullah Hodi's cabinet of the center-right Democratic League of Kosovo 3 days after taking office. Check out more news, more analysis. They're both at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. I've come from the doctor's clinic this morning, 28 staples out of my knee, and I am not taking painkillers. Why? Because I don't need to. I'm taking Relief Factor. Yes, it's a triple dose, but it doesn't have any negative side effects, and I am doing just fine, thank you very much. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com, and then order your 3-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. That's truly remarkable. To be liberated from your pain for less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your 3-week quick starter pack today. Go right now. ReliefFactor.com. ReliefFactor.com. This is your opportunity to be the next success story.
Correspondent Jeremy House reports it's been a slower-than-expected recovery for the U.S. auto industry.
The industry's coronavirus comeback plan was pretty simple. Restart factories gradually and push out trucks. Leading buyers in states left largely untouched by the virus outbreak. Yet the return from a 2-month production shutdown hasn't gone quite according to plan. For some automakers, full production has been delayed, or production lines have been stopping and starting because of infected workers or parts shortages from Mexico and elsewhere.
General Motors had to delay adding shifts at truck plants because the Mexican government would not allow full part factory restarts until June 1st. Ford, Honda, and Toyota all paused production at times to disinfect equipment and isolate workers potentially exposed to COVID-19. Birthdays today. Senator Marsha Blackburn of Tennessee turns 68. More at townhall.com. Meanwhile, they'll swear no agreement on the baseball season as of yet anyway.
Players accuse teams of depriving America of baseball games as part of a money fight set off by the coronavirus pandemic. In a letter Friday, the union's chief negotiator raised the possibility baseball commissioner Rob Manfred might push ahead with a shortened season over the union's objection. Bruce Meyer sent a letter to Deputy Commissioner Dan Hallam on Friday, threatening that an attempt to play without an agreement could lead players to block any attempt to expand the playoffs and deny consent to neutral site games in the postseason. Keith Peters reporting.
Some NFL players say they're scared about returning to practices and games during the coronavirus outbreak, even while saying they trust the health protocols the league's medical staff developed so practices can resume and games can return. Coaches were allowed back into the buildings, but players not until July's training camps. This is townhall.com.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
I'm Lee Hole.
And I'm Lee Esses.
And we co-host Writing Room. It's a 10-minute podcast in which we, an author,
and her editor,
cover lessons we've learned about the writing process.
So whether you're an experienced storyteller or still working on that first book,
now is the time to check us out.
Writing Roots is available on iTunes, Spotify, and anywhere you find your podcasts. And don't forget to always
write selfishly.
Ah, Leslie, you know, there's nothing more relaxing than a nice warm bath.
Yeah, but who has the time? We've gone from a nation of bathers to a shower society, and plumbing fixture designers are helping you turn your shower into a spa-like massage.
Return your boring bath into a power shower when you hit MoneyPit.com. Just click on Ideas and Tips, then click Repair and Improve.
And for answers to any home improvement or home repair questions, give us a call right now. 888-MoneyPit.
If your roof starts to leak or your floor's really squeaky, live in a money pit.
Money pit.
If your basement needs a pump or your place looks like a dump, live in a money pit.
Money pit.
Pick up the telephone, pick up your home sweet home. I call it 888-MONEY-PIT.
The Money Pit is presented by Pavestone and Aero Fastener. Now here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And we are so glad to be with you on this beautiful day. And we hope that you have some projects in mind that you'd like to get done around your house, because we're here to coach you along, to give you some tips, some ideas, some inspiration to avoid that perspiration when you're trying to get those projects done. So whether you are working inside or out, floorboards to shingles, storage and organization, paint, decor, smart home products, give us a call. We'll talk you through how to get it done. The number here is 1-888-MONEYPIT, 888-666-3974. Coming up on today's show, we're going to kick it right off by talking about deck design. You know, a beautiful deck can make your home appear a lot larger than it really is, and that's just one reason why adding a backyard deck can help improve your space. It could also increase your home's value. So we're going to have tips on how you can choose a design that works for you just ahead.
And squeaks, creaks, drips, bangs, and hisses, these are all the noises that your house makes, but maybe you've been wondering where the heck they come from. We're going to tell you how to sniff out and silence the most common house noises, and whether those noises might be a signal that something bigger is going on that needs a fix.
I thought you were going to say those were the noises that your spouse makes.
It's just your family, guys. Sorry.
And also ahead, you want to contribute to a sustainable environment, maybe even save a few bucks along the way? Well, if your answer is yes, then you should think about using reclaimed lumber in your next home improvement project. We're going to tell you all about that, where you find it, what it's great for, how to get it affordably in just a bit.
But first, we want to know what you are working on. So give us a call. Let us know what you are planning, what your big summer home improvement dreams are. So give us a call.
The number is 1-888-MONEYPIT, 888-666-3974. Let's get to it. Leslie, who's up first?
Brian in Rhode Island's working on some crown molding. How can we help you?
I'm putting up some crown molding above cabinets. Now, I've worked with crown molding before. I have this ingenious jig that I believe it's called a cut and crown. And when you put it together with your miter saw, it does a good job of the angles for inside and outside corners.
Okay.
And what I can't figure out is now I'm trying to do crown molding above some kitchen cabinets that I've installed, okay? And I'm not quite sure how to nail it on. I don't want to nail into the stile above the door because, or the rail above the door because, number one, I don't want to do that. Number two, it looks like it could split it. So I'm just trying to figure out what people do to fasten crown molding above kitchen cabinets.
So you have space above these cabinets, you know, empty space, so to speak, between the cabinet and the ceiling?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Well, I think you are going to have to mechanically attach it to those cabinets. Now, whether you do that with nails or some other fastening system is going to be up to you. But is this hardwood crown molding? Is this oak?
Yes, it is.
So you're going to have to pilot drill. Anything you do with this has to be pilot drilled because you can't just nail through it. It's going to split it. So you're going to have to get a drill bit that's just slightly smaller than the nail or the screw that you're using and pilot drill through this. Now, I wouldn't hesitate to attach it to the cabinet body above the door if I had the space. If you wanted to try to kind of hedge your bet a little bit, get a little bit more control, what you could do is you could attach a nailing strip or a screwing strip, so to speak, on top of that cabinet. So let's say you have a piece of wood that maybe is 1x1 square. Well, you attach that to the top of the cabinet. You drill down so it attaches into the top stile of that cabinet. And now you have a much bigger, flatter surface for you to kind of have some meat behind to get that nail or screw into. You know what I mean?
Okay. I know exactly what you mean. I know exactly what you mean. In fact, now that I see what you're saying, I might want to improve that just a little more. I might want to take something that's like a 2x3 or something along that lines and cut it out so it fits above it, but I can't screw from above to attach it. So if I've got the room, I might...
Why not? How much space is there?
It's about 4 inches.
Oh, yeah. You can't do that. Now, you'd have to go from underneath. You could go from underneath. You could drill up from the underside of the cabinet style, the front style. You can go up that way and attach it there.
That sounds good. That would solve my problem.
All right. There you go. Thanks so much for calling us at 888 Money Pit. Good luck with that kitchen.
Janet in Arizona needs some help gardening. What can we do for you?
I live in Sedona, Arizona, I live kind of up in a canyon area headed up towards Flagstaff here, and I have a really hard time getting any plants to grow around the very shady sides of my house in kind of border boxes and things like that. And I've tried a few different things and just with not much luck. So I'm just wondering if you guys have any suggestions.
What have you tried?
I've tried kind of like coleuses, pansies. Right now I do actually have something called a stilbe that's kind of working there.
Have you tried hostas?
Hostas? I don't think I've tried hostas.
What about a copper plant? Have you ever seen a copper plant? They're very beautiful. They're like sort of a greenish, red, orange kind of a plant with big leaves.
Oh, nice. No, I haven't heard of that one. Mm-hmm. I can look for that. Yeah. That would be great.
You said you tried. What about begonias? That's a good shade flower.
I think I've tried those in my hanging baskets, and they don't do well either.
Yeah. Some of this is going to be trial and error. You know, I know that Home Depot has a new garden club that they're doing now. I'm out of the local stores, and they've got some real experts that are associated with that. So that might be a good place, or just, you know, go to a local nursery and see what they recommend.
Yeah. Okay.
But those are the typical shade plants that we would put in desert locations.
I mean, I use hosta all across the country whenever there's shade, and they come back. They're very hardy. It's a perennial, so it'll come back season after season if you're able to. And they really, you know, they thrive in the shade. And there's a ton of different varieties of hosta. So you can find them in, you know, sort of variegated from like a yellow and green, a green and white, you know, different tones on the greens. So there's probably one that you like. And occasionally, the ones that I have in like my super shady areas almost never flower. The ones that get like partial shade will get sort of like a long, wispy one stem with like a couple of like purple flowers on it.
But check
them out because you really can't kill them.
Yeah, I think that's a great suggestion. Thank you very much.
You're so welcome. You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Show, on air and online at MoneyPit.com. Give us a call anytime 24-7 with your home repair, home improvement, design challenge, whatever is going on at your Money Pit. We are here to lend a hand. Give us a call at 888-MONEY-PIT.
888-666-3974. Just ahead, the only thing better than enjoying your deck with friends and family in beautiful weather is doing so with the peace of mind that the structure is truly safe and sound. We'll have tips for a well-designed deck when the Money Pit continues.
You live in a money pit.
Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, and just look dull. Now you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces with new QuickCrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it. And you can do it yourself. QuickCrete Recap will give you a durable new look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for recap, visit QuickCrete.com. That's QuickCrete.com. Well, I just found my new favorite fishmonger, Leslie, and I got to tell you, it ain't a guy on a corner. It's WildAlaskanCompany.com. It's a monthly delicious seafood membership. I just got my first wild combo box, and it was chock full of 24 pieces of wild salmon and whitefish, every piece high quality and individually wrapped and frozen fresh, then delivered right to your door. It's some of the best seafood I've had, and it's easy to prepare. It's healthy and delicious, and Wild Alaskan Company promotes only sustainable seafood.
You know what? You are getting me so hungry. I can't wait to get my box. I'm going to go for the wild salmon box or maybe the wild whitefish box. Maybe I'll put it on the grill this weekend.
Yep, and it's easy to order. Just go to wildalaskancompany.com, pick from three different monthly boxes, change your preference, and cancel at any time. Plus, Money Pit listeners get $25 off your first-time order. Just enter promo code MONEYPIT at checkout. That's wildalaskancompany.com and enter MONEYPIT at checkout to save $25.
Bamboo and woven woods are the hottest trend in window coverings and a great way to give your home added style. There are lots of varieties of wood, textures, and tones to choose.
Yep, and the natural materials really do look great. Just make sure you consider size and space requirements for the product you are considering. SelectBlinds.com makes it easy. Just visit SelectBlinds.com, see how to measure your windows, then browse the many choices of colors, styles, and patterns, and then order as many as 15 free samples.
I love that they send you so many great samples. It makes it so much easier knowing that it's going to look perfect when you order. Your custom-crafted blinds are then shipped directly to your home for easy installation.
And you can save at least 40% with daily deals and discounts, plus always free shipping and delivery on everything. If you can hang a picture, you can put up your own blinds quickly and easily with SelectBlinds.com. Ready to make your slippery walking surfaces safer, indoors and out? Now you can with TrackSafe Anti-Slip Sealer by Dice Coatings. TrackSafe is a tough, pre-mixed clear coat you can roll onto slippery concrete, stone, tile, linoleum, and painted surfaces. It brings added beauty and foot traction to steps, wet pool decks and walkways, garage and interior floors, and more. Get a grip with slip-resistant TrackSafe. Order today online through the Home Depot or at DiceCoatings.com.
The Money Pit is presented by QuickCrete Fast Setting Concrete Mix in the red bag. Make your next outdoor concrete project quick and easy. QuickCrete Fast Setting Concrete Mix. Look for it in the red bag.
Making good homes better. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And you can subscribe to the Money Pit podcast at moneypit.com/podcast. Chartable has ranked the Money Pit Apple's number one best home and garden podcast of all time.
That is awesome. I mean, really, what a huge achievement. Well done, us.
If we do say so ourselves. Well, Father's Day is just a couple of weeks away, and to celebrate, we have launched a new sweepstakes. And if you enter, you can help win tools for Dad. It's called the DIY Dad Giveaway, and we've got 10 sets of tools, 10 complete sets from Arrow to give away to 10 lucky winners.
That's right. Each set is worth $120, and it includes both a T50 and a PT50 Arrow stapler, as well as an Arrow GT300 Fastener Pro High Temp Glue Gun. It's perfect for taking on dozens of projects around the house. Now, Arrow is all about making really durable, reliable tools and fasteners, so these tools will give the dad in your life years of use.
Yeah, you know, my first T50 staple gun was my dad's.
You still have it?
Yeah, I still have it.
Wait, it was your dad's?
It was my dad's. I still have it, yep. These things just don't wear out. They're fantastic. You can enter once a day at MoneyPit.com. And while you're there, be sure to take advantage of the many ways that we are offering for you to earn extra bonus entries, like subscribing to our podcast or visiting us on social media. That's online at MoneyPit.com.
All right, going to the great north, we've got Gunner in Alaska on the line who needs some help with a window problem. What's going on over there?
I have the double pane windows that fogged. I understand that they fogged because the seal breaks. But I had a contractor come up. They advertised on the radio that rather than buy new windows, they had a way of removing that condensation. What they did is they... on the outside pane, they drilled a small hole in the bottom and a small hole at the top, and they did a cleaning. I think they even squirted water in there and evacuated it. I didn't see it done, but I've seen it on YouTube. And then they put these little plastic plugs in where the holes used to be. It didn't really clear up. It almost looked like it got worse. I called, complained, and the contractor says, well, in 3 to 12 weeks, it should go away. You know, it should clear up. And by golly, it did, which kind of shocked me because I'm an engineer, and all my training says that, you know, if you have something open to the outside air, it's going to have moisture in it. And it's one reason why it fogged in the first place. So, and I don't think they created a vacuum. So I didn't know how that worked.
Well, this is the first I've heard of that system, Gunner. I'm not familiar with it at all. I would have the same reaction that you would. I would think it's you know, not the kind of thing that would be my first choice. I would generally tell people that when you get fogged windows, yeah, the window's slightly less efficient, but it doesn't necessarily mean the window has to be replaced. If you're concerned about appearance, you want to make sure you can see clearly through it. I could see where perhaps on a limited basis that you might want to experiment with something like that. But what they've done is essentially just cleaned the window, washed the window from the inside out, it sounds like. And, you know, I would expect that that condensation may come back, you know, giving it a season or two. So this may not be the end of it, but, you know, if it's giving you some temporary relief, then okay.
Yeah, in fact, they had a guarantee. Their guarantee is that they'd be happy to replace the windows at a discount based on what they charge you for the, you know. And when I heard that, I kind of laughed to myself. I thought, geez, you know, what a way to get into your house, you know.
Exactly.
But... So you kind of agree with me. It's not black magic.
No.
To me, it's like black magic. What on earth's happening here? It's not possible. They talk, well, around the perimeter on the inside, there's a material that absorbs excess moisture and keeps the window clear. Well, some of the new ones, we're putting new windows out on, I'm with the FAA, and we're putting new windows out in a place called Cold Bay, and they're triple pane. And I looked at the rim, you know, and between the panes, and it is serrated as if it's open to some kind of sponge or some kind of a material that might.
Yeah, you know what that material is called, Gunner?
No, I don't.
It's got a funny name. It's called Swiggle.
Swiggle. Okay. Well, my winners don't have that. That's just a solid strip, so that there's no swiggle, as you put it, as far as I can tell, because it's an older home. I think the home was built in like 85.
Well, I mean, you're in the part of the country where triple pane makes sense. I mean, the colder it gets, the more that makes economic sense. You know, those windows are more expensive. But back to your original question, I think what they've done is essentially clean the windows. And, you know, depending on the dew point, yeah, it's either going to appear or reappear, depending on how much condensation you get inside that glass. But I think that at this point, you know, just understand what you have. And that when you can afford it, when you want to budget for it, go ahead and replace the windows. And remember, you don't have to do all your windows at the same time. You know, a lot of times I tell folks they could do them in stages. You could do the north side first and then move, you know, to the east side, the west side, and the south side, since
since the cold is the biggest issue in your part of the country. You know, if you live down south, you do the south and the west windows first. Okay, Gunner?
Okay, thank you very much.
All right, well, good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT. Well, adding a backyard deck is one surefire way to increase your home's living space. Deck designs can make your home appear larger than it is, and some well-designed decks can actually increase the value of your home.
Yes, but you've got to make sure that your deck comes out as planned. And to do that, well, you need a plan. So you can get deck design plans online or even at your local home improvement big box store. And most do come with a materials list, which could spare you the task of having to figure it all out, what goes with what, and having to create your own plan. Now, step-by-step instructions really do come in handy, especially if you're not completely sure of your skills, and this might be your first time building a deck.
Now, once the plan is set, you need to think about a permit. Now, a lot of cities and towns will mandate obtaining a permit if you're planning to add a deck to your home. And while it could seem like a hassle, there are very good reasons for those permitting laws. For one thing, if you get a permit, it's going to make you privy to the building code requirements for decks in your area, like spacing between the spindles and the guardrails and the railing heights and the weight requirements and so on. Because believe me, you don't want to build a beautiful deck, have a big 4th of July party, and then it comes crashing down and everybody gets hurt.
Yeah, I mean, you really have to think about safety here. And, you know, although you might not love the idea, guys, of having to shell out some extra money and take the time to get that permit, not to mention having to pass an inspection and the local building inspector coming by, I mean, it really does all seem like a hassle, but it's something you've got to do. And you're going to be so glad that you did it in the end, because you're going to be super confident that the deck is safe and you're not going to have to worry about problems or questions. You know, these things could come up when you go to sell the house. And if you don't have a permit or never had it properly done, you're going to have to take it down when it comes time to sell the house. So do everything in the front. Do it right. Do it once, and then actually keep and enjoy the deck forever.
For more tips, check out How to Plan an Amazing Deck on MoneyPit.com.
Doug in Florida is on the line with a question about a patio. What's going on at your Money Pit?
I've got a concrete deck around or deck area around my pool, and when it rains, wherever I've got patty furniture, it creates rust stains, and also where the ladders and the handrails come out of the pool, there's always rust stains around that. And I use a product from Home Depot called Goof Off that works great temporarily. It goes away immediately, but then it always seems to come back with time, in like a couple weeks' time. I wonder if there's a permanent solution to get rid of those rust stains.
So this is from rain. It's not from the sprinklers?
Well, it's a combination. I've got it close to the pool where the sprinklers don't hit, and then I've got it on the edges from the sprinklers also.
It's pretty common when it happens because of the sprinklers, and the only way to deal with that is to put some sort of a water filtration system on it that's going to keep that iron out of the water. So it's basically iron in the groundwater that is causing that rust deposit. And so it's no surprise that it's coming back in 2 weeks. It just continues to reaccumulate. In terms of the rust that occurs around the furniture or around the pool ladder, I'm thinking that that's probably because water is collecting there, just draining down and kind of sitting in that area. That's why it looks more obvious that, because I don't think it's rust that's actually forming in the furniture or the pool ladder, because those would not be metals that are going to rust. So I think this is mostly what is actually in that groundwater that's landing on that surface and causing this rust stain deposit to happen. And you're right, Goof Off does work really super well for that.
And there's no real permanent solution then for it, huh? Just keep using
that. Yeah, exactly. I mean, you can't stop Mother Nature unless with the sprinkler system, like I said, if you were to put an iron-based filter in it, that would stop the iron deposits from getting through the water and onto the patio surface. So that would have a big impact on it. But, of course, there's an expense associated with that.
Right. Is that a filter that goes on, like, the pump that comes from the
yes,
well?
Yes, exactly.
Okay.
Between the well and the head, basically.
Is that something I can do myself, or?
You know, it's not terribly difficult if you are pretty handy with plumbing projects.
Yeah, not so much. So
you might want to have your sprinkler pro do that.
At least he's on it.
Well,
Doug's on.
Thanks for your my question.
All right. Well, yeah, good luck with that. You're on the right track. Thanks so much for calling us at 888 Money Pit.
Give us a call anytime with your home repair, your home improvement question, 24/7, right here at 888 Money Pit. Coming up, do house noises keep you awake? or just keep you wondering? Well, we've got solutions to silence all of those very strange noises that your house can make when the Money Pit continues.
Hey, 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 Money Pit.
You want a piece of me?
You want a piece of me?
You want a piece of me?
They're not movie tough guys, just ordinary people doing something extraordinary. They're all signed up on matchingdonors.com, willing to donate their kidney to anyone who needs it. In the U.S., 19 people die each day waiting for an organ transplant, most of them for kidneys. Matchingdonors.com improves those odds by finding living altruistic donors for patients desperately needing transplants. Go to matchingdonors.com and meet some extraordinary people. That's matchingdonors.com.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
There are debt solutions for almost every situation. No matter how much money you owe in credit card debt, all the information you really need is yours free when you call right now for your free debt review. When we learned about the debt solutions they don't want you to know about, we were so shocked at how the credit card companies work to keep you in debt that we have decided to give everyone that calls today a free debt review, absolutely free. That's right. Get your debt solution review absolutely free. Just call 1-800-865-8566. That's 1-800-865-8566 and get the free debt review everyone in debt should have. To find out how you can get out of debt now, just call 1-800-865-8566. That's 1-800-865-8566. Get out of debt fast with your free credit card debt review. Call 1-800-865-8566. Again, 1-800-865-8566.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
There are a ton of social networking websites, but one stands apart for a very special reason. This one saves lives. It's MatchingDonors.com. MatchingDonors.com links organ donors with people in need of kidney and other transplants. In the U.S., 19 people die each day waiting for an organ transplant, most of them for kidneys. If you've ever considered becoming a living organ donor, or if you have someone in need of an organ transplant, visit MatchingDonors.com, home of the greatest gift of all, the gift of life. MatchingDonors.com.
Hi, I'm Tom Kreitler with today's tip of the day. Home fires can strike at any time. Each year, nearly 390,000 home fires in the U.S. result in death, injury, and property damage. As with anything, the best defense is a good offense. Planning, prevention, and practice are key. First, meet with everyone in the home and plan different escape routes. Try to visualize the fire from every room in your home and feel your way out. Close your eyes and try to find the exit. Thick smoke is not only deadly, but makes it difficult to breathe and to see. Stay low and practice finding the exit, identifying markers or touch points that can be landmarks along the escape route when it's hard to see. Also remind family members that in case of fire, get out first and call 911 from a neighbor's home. Most importantly, don't forget to regularly test smoke alarms to be sure they're working correctly. In case of a home fire, your dreams don't have to go up in smoke. Be prepared. I'm Tom Kreitler, and that's today's Money Pit Tip of the Day.
Making good homes better. Welcome back to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Standing by for your calls and your questions at 1-888-MONEY-PIT.
Darlene in New York, you're next on the Money Pit. How can we help?
Hi. I seem to be having a problem with woodchuck. It goes from my neighbor's shed in the backyard to across our yard into the other yard. Mm-hmm. And we're getting all, like, holes in our backyard. They're destroying our yard.
Are you sure they're woodchucks and not moles?
No, they're huge. It's like mother and maybe three babies.
All right. Well, there's a couple of things that you can do to kind of discourage woodchucks. I mean, one of them I'm not sure applies to you, and that is just to make sure your yard is less attractive to woodchucks by removing any kinds of stumps or wood or brush piles. They do like to chew on wood to keep their teeth filed down. So if there's some good stuff around your yard, they're going to be gnawing at that. The other thing that you can do is to repel the woodchucks with something like hot pepper spray. You know, if you have like liquid pepper spray or hot pepper spray, you can spray it in the holes and they will not go in there. They do not like that. Or you can use one of their natural predators, which is like fox or dog or raccoon. That's available as a spray, and it basically replicates their urine and kind of keeps them away. And then on your plants, if you were to apply something like a deer-off type of a spray, which basically sits on the leaves of the plants or the bushes, and if the woodchuck was to eat it, it has a really nasty taste to it, and that keeps them away as well. So there's a couple of things that you can try without calling in a pro to see if we can try to minimize the woodchuck visit to your backyard.
Okay. So if I do use the hot pepper spray, then I just spray it inside of the holes in our yard?
Yeah, in that area, right, to kind of discourage them from using them. And maybe they will not create any more. That's what we hope, all right? Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Well, if you hear squeaks and creaks and drips and bangs and hisses in your house, it may be that your house is actually trying to tell you something. Fortunately, we do speak house here and can help.
That's right. Now, there's a good chance that some of those noises coming from your home could be the plumbing in one of two ways. Now, the first is pipe expansion. The expansion is going to happen as temperatures rise, and that causes loose copper pipes to rub against the wood studs. Now, you can stop them from touching by replacing those U-shaped clips on the exposed pipes with what are called Mickey clips. Now, they have a sleeve that keeps the pipe away from nearby wood studs.
Now, the next most common is water hammer. That happens when faucets or valves are turned off, and that causes the water running through those pipes to pick up speed and shake the plumbing as it flows through. So you want to secure those pipes more firmly to the framing around it, and that will silence it. So consider installing a water hammer arrestor as well. That's kind of like a shock absorber for the plumbing.
It really is the best name for something that you could ever purchase.
A water hammer arrestor.
It tells you exactly what it does, and it sounds awesome. Now, lastly, guys, if you do all of this and you're still hearing sounds at night, check your furnace for something called oil canning. And oil canning refers to the ductwork that expands and contracts as temperatures around that unit fluctuate. And it can make a super loud banging sound as well. So it could be alarming, but it could just be the furnace saying what's up.
Now, you can also help make some of those duct noises go away by bracing those ducts to keep them from popping in and popping out. And I've done this in the past as simply as taking a piece of 1x2 wood and attaching that sort of diagonally across the duct. It's not really supporting anything.
Do you need to do it on both sides?
No, I just put it on the outside, and, you know, it looks like heck. But the thing is, I would just take a drywall screw, run it through the 1x2 and through into the duct. It would just hold it there. And because I've kind of changed the flexibility of that piece of the duct, no more oil canning, no more popping in and out. It just went magically away.
That is fantastic. I love that advice. You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Give us a call anytime. Let us know what you are working on. And I bet we can give you a hand or at least help you out of a jam. Whatever it is, we are here to help. Give us a call 24-7 at 888-MONEY-PIT. Well, reclaimed lumber is a great option for a home improvement or a decor project because it offers truly unique qualities that brand new hardwood simply doesn't have. Coming up, we're going to share the benefits and the possibilities of reclaimed lumber when the Money Pit returns.
You live in a money pit.
Bamboo and woven woods are the hottest trend in window coverings and a great way to give your home added style. There are lots of varieties of wood, textures, and tones to choose.
Yep, and the natural materials really do look great. Just make sure you consider size and space requirements for the product you are considering. SelectBlinds.com makes it easy. Just visit SelectBlinds.com, see how to measure your windows, then browse the many choices of colors, styles, and patterns, and then order as many as 15 free samples.
I love that they send you so many great samples. It makes it so much easier knowing that it's going to look perfect when you order. Your custom-crafted blinds are then shipped directly to your home for easy installation.
And you can save at least 40% with daily deals and discounts, plus always free shipping and delivery on everything. If you can hang a picture, you can put up your own blinds quickly and easily with SelectBlinds.com. Could your backyard use a makeover? You can create beautiful outdoor living spaces with Rumblestone from Pavestone. Create a paver patio or walkway, a garden retaining wall, grill enclosure, fire pit, or even an outdoor kitchen. These rustic building blocks make it easy, and they look great. Rumblestone from Pavestone is available at the Home Depot. And be sure to check out the project ideas and the how-to videos at pavestone.com. Ready to make your slippery walking surfaces safer, indoors and out? Now you can with TrackSafe Anti-Slip Sealer by Dice Coatings. TrackSafe is a tough pre-mixed clear coat you can roll onto slippery concrete, stone, tile, linoleum, and painted surfaces. It brings added beauty and foot traction to steps, wet pool decks and walkways, garage and interior floors, and more. Get a grip with slip-resistant TrackSafe. Order today online through the Home Depot or at DiceCoatings.com. Well, I just found my new favorite fishmonger, Leslie, and I got to tell you, it ain't a guy on a corner. It's WildAlaskanCompany.com. It's a monthly delicious seafood membership. I just got my first wild combo box, and it was chock full of 24 pieces of wild salmon and whitefish, every piece high quality and individually wrapped and frozen fresh, then delivered right to your door. It's some of the best seafood I've had, and it's easy to prepare. It's healthy and delicious, and Wild Alaskan Company promotes only sustainable seafood.
You know what? You are getting me so hungry. I can't wait to get my box. I'm going to go for the wild salmon box or maybe the wild whitefish box. Maybe I'll put it on the grill this weekend.
Yep, and it's easy to order. Just go to wildalaskancompany.com, pick from three different monthly boxes, change your preference, and cancel at any time. Plus, Money Pit listeners get $25 off your first-time order. Just enter promo code MONEYPIT at checkout. That's wildalaskancompany.com and enter MONEYPIT at checkout to save $25. Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And this is also the home of the Money Pit Podcast. If you subscribe to the Money Pit Podcast at moneypit.com/podcast, you will get some very special episodes of the Money Pit, as well as lots of other bonuses. We'd love for you to do just that. We're very proud that Chartable ranked the Money Pit Apple's number one best home and garden podcast of all time. So if you've got a home and garden, or just one or the other, we would love to help you by having you become a part of the Money Pit Podcast.
Hey, Father's Day, you guys, is just a couple of weeks away, and we've launched a new sweepstakes to help you win tools for Dad. It's called the DIY Dad Giveaway, and we've got 10 sets of tools from Arrow to give to 10 lucky winners.
Yep, each set is worth $120 and includes both a T50 and PT50 Arrow staple gun, as well as an Arrow GT300 Fastener Pro high temp glue gun. Now, these are all perfect for taking on dozens of projects around the house. And Arrow is all about making durable, reliable tools and fasteners, so these tools are going to give your dad years of use.
Hey, guys, you can enter once a day at MoneyPit.com, but also make sure you take advantage of the many ways that you can earn extra entries by subscribing to our podcast or visiting us on social media.
Annette in Mississippi is on the line and has a flooring question. What can we do for you today?
I have ceramic tile in my kitchen and den, and I've noticed condensate on top of the surface of the tile, and I was just wondering what causes that.
The difference between a cold floor and a warm, humid house. So when you have, you know, think about it this way. You go outside in the summer, and if you've got a cold glass, an ice-filled glass of water or iced tea, you get moisture on the outside of that glass. Well, why is that happening? Because warm, moist air is striking the outside of the glass. It's cooling, and it's releasing the water, right? Because the warmer air holds more water than colder air. So in your house, you have, again, moist air striking a cold surface, and it's condensing. Dehumidifying that space can help, and there's a couple of ways to do that. One of which is an appliance called a whole home dehumidifier. It fits into your HVAC system, and it can take out a lot of water, about 90 pints of water a day out of the air. And it can also reduce the cost of air conditioning, because everybody thinks that air conditioning is the only way to dehumidify a house. It's actually not. And it's not that good of a dehumidifier, frankly. If you were to add a whole home dehumidifier in addition to air conditioning, you will find that it will pull a lot of moisture out of the air, and it'll make the air a lot more comfortable, not quite so clammy, and it will dramatically reduce or completely eliminate the condensation that you're getting now on your floor, because that can get slippery too, so you got to be careful.
Right. Is that common for ceramic tile floors?
It's not the material, okay? It's the environment that's causing this. It's not the floor that's making this happen. It's the environment. So you have high humidity in your house. Why? I don't know, but you know, you want to check and make sure your bathroom exhaust fans are going outside, and you want to make sure that your kitchen range duct hood is ducting outside. You want to look at the grading and the drainage of the foundation perimeter. If you have a lot of water that piles along the outside of the foundation, overflowing gutters, that can raise the dampness and the humidity level. You know, all those things contribute, and you can certainly take a look at those things, but an appliance like a whole home dehumidifier might be the best solution. Okay, Annette?
Okay, well, I currently use just a single room dehumidifier, and I haven't noticed it in any other place in the house. It's just that one area.
Yeah. Well, you know, this is an option. I mean, you could certainly try another dehumidifier in that space, but it is an environmental issue, and it's not the building materials. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Well, if you love the beautiful wood floors and moldings of older homes, but you live in a much younger one, you can still get some of those same benefits by using reclaimed lumber. Now, reclaimed lumber is wood that's been rescued from old houses, barns, and really all kinds of other buildings. And it's a great option for home improvement or even decor projects. I mean, it really just offers some really unique, beautiful qualities that you're just not going to find in a brand new hardwood. It just doesn't have it.
Yeah. Now, reclaimed lumber is often more durable, for example, than commonly available hardwood. And that's because these pieces originate in old growth wood, which nowadays is a lot harder to come by. And when you're using reclaimed lumber, it can actually be cost effective, too, because depending on the type of wood you plan to use, selecting reclaimed wood can save you over $10 per square foot. So it makes economic sense as well.
Yeah. And because you're giving the wood a second life, reclaimed lumber is also a very environmentally conscious choice. Now, there are so many ways that you can use reclaimed lumber at home. First of all, it makes for beautiful hardwood flooring, and you can also use it for counters, for cabinets, for shelving, for drawers. But think about using it for an accent wall, or to create a partition, or to do the ceiling. I mean, there's so many different ways that you can utilize it and make something really unique and gorgeous.
Yeah, so the next time you're thinking about a project to take on, you need some lumber for it, think about using reclaimed lumber. It's durable, it's unique, it's cost-effective, and, of course, it's very eco-friendly.
Larry in Louisiana needs some help at home. What are you working on?
I have a pier and beam house. I had an addition added on to it, and the addition is starting to sink and is causing a bow in the flooring in the kitchen.
Huh. So what kind of foundation was the addition built with?
It was under a concrete little runners that ran around the house.
So when you say concrete runners, can you describe that? Are we talking about, was this a concrete footing?
Well, it's split. It's, you know, maybe every 5-6 foot, it's like a 1-foot-thick piece of concrete that runs down a channel, and it circles the house, and then they put these other concrete pieces that sit on top of it.
Concrete blocks?
To where they put the foundation of the house on it.
Well, it sounds like a standard footing with a concrete block foundation. And if you're getting movement in there, that's definitely a concern. It points to some failure in the way that foundation was designed. How much, when you say it's shifting or it's sinking, how much are we talking about? What are you seeing in terms of movement?
There's a bow in the kitchen. It's probably about a 10, 12 degree angle coming off of it.
Yeah, that's pretty significant. Yeah. Well, unfortunately, you're going to have this looked at by a structural engineer because there's going to be some sort of rehabilitation that's going to have to be designed for this to stop it from moving further. It's not likely you can pull it back up, but the goal at this point is to stop it from moving any further. And if you try to do this, you know, by calling in a myriad of contractors, you're going to get a myriad of opinions, and it may...
Yeah, none of which you'll be able to compare.
None of which you'll be able to compare, and very likely if you try to sell the house, you're still going to have a problem because you really need a licensed design professional to evaluate exactly why this is happening and then prescribe a solution for you. So my advice to you is that if you've got a 10 to 12 degree dip in this floor, that it definitely would call for further investigation by an expert, and the best person to use for that would be someone who's a structural engineer. So you might want to start looking around for that service. And I will also say that there's probably home inspectors in your area that also happen to be structural engineers. So you could check the website for the American Society of Home Inspectors. That's ASHI.org. See if you can find an engineer there is also a home inspector. But that's the type of sort of forensic building investigator that you need to figure out why this is moving and what you have to do to get it stabilized. I think that's real important, and you should try to hop on it as soon as you can. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
We always love to hear what you are working on. And perhaps you've got a project, but you've been afraid to call in. Don't be. We're standing by 24/7. We can give you the tips, the tricks, the tools, whatever you need to get the job done. You can always post your questions at moneypit.com as well. Hey, coming up, don't let a hard-to-reach home improvement job leave you reaching out for help from a hospital bed. We're going to have the must-do ladder safety tips that you need to know before you even put your foot on that first rung.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
There are a ton of social networking websites, but one stands apart for a very special reason. This one saves lives. It's MatchingDonors.com. MatchingDonors.com links organ donors with people in need of kidney and other transplants. In the U.S., 19 people die each day waiting for an organ transplant, most of them for kidneys. If you've ever considered becoming a living organ donor, or if you're someone in need of an organ transplant, visit MatchingDonors.com, home of the greatest gift of all, the gift of life, MatchingDonors.com.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how
now you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
You want a piece of me?
You want a piece of me?
You want a piece of me?
They're not movie tough guys, just ordinary people doing something extraordinary. They're all signed up on MatchingDonors.com, willing to donate their kidney to anyone who needs it. In the U.S., 19 people die each day waiting for an organ transplant, most of them for kidneys. MatchingDonors.com improves those odds by finding living altruistic donors for patients desperately needing transplants. Go to MatchingDonors.com and meet some extraordinary people. That's MatchingDonors.com.
The Money Pit is presented by Rumblestone. Create a paver patio or walkway, garden retaining wall, grill enclosure, fire pit, or even an outdoor kitchen with Rumblestone from Pavestone. For project ideas and how-to videos, visit pavestone.com.
Welcome back to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Hope that you are enjoying this beautiful day. If you've got questions, you can reach out to us any time of the day of the week or time of the day at 1-888-MONEYPIT or post your question to the Money Pit's Facebook page at facebook.com/TheMoneyPit. Well, if you're heading outside for home repairs up high, a sturdy ladder is a big help. But you need to understand how to use it properly to make sure gravity doesn't sort of get the best of you. Ladder falls send hundreds of folks to emergency rooms every year. And to help you be safer, Leslie's got tips in this week's edition of Leslie's Last Word. It's always amazing to me, Leslie, how many of these falls happen because the ladders are just not used correctly. You would think it's kind of a no-brainer, but unfortunately, it's not.
Yeah, you know, you're right. Now, the biggest mistakes that you can make is simply taking shortcuts. You've got to think about ladder safety. And I know it seems silly, but you're like, it's a ladder. I get on and I use it. But you need to be careful. First of all, you want to make sure that that ladder can remain stationary. And if you're using an extension ladder, you need to make sure to level the feet by digging out the ground or by using something that's called a ladder leveler, which will create a level surface for you to put that ladder on. Now, on hard, dry ground, you want to rest those feet flat. Make sure you don't have any slippery tarps underneath or any debris. You want to make sure that those textured rubber pads are intact. If you happen to be placing the ladder on grass or soft ground, flip the feet up and drive the spiked ends into the ground or lay the feet flat and tie them down on the side or brace them in the front with 1x2 stakes. You just have to make sure that somebody is footing the ladder. You know, I work in TV studios and people, as silly as it seems, will not get up on a ladder unless you've got a buddy there to foot the ladder. It's all about making sure things seem stable. So take that into your everyday life and make sure those bases are super, super secure. Now, you also want to make sure that you position the ladder so that the distance from its base to the wall is 1/4 of the height of the ladder at its resting point. So you're creating a 75-degree angle. Now, if you want a quick check of the angle of your ladder, you want to stand facing it with your feet touching its feet and your arms extended. Now, your palms should rest on a rung at shoulder height, and that's going to tell you that you've set it up correctly. And remember, always look overhead for wires before you carry a ladder, before you set up a ladder, and don't rest an extension ladder against a tree or a pole because it can rotate right off that tree or pole, and then you can fall down. You've got to be safe, guys. It's so easy to just slip up and make a simple mistake, and then somebody's really hurt. So just be careful.
You know, I have a buddy that works for a pretty successful ladder manufacturer. You know what one of the most dangerous ladders is? The kind that people throw out
People throw out old ladders all the time, and other people think that they could just pick those up. Like, we had bulk pickup this week, made me think about it. I saw somebody throwing an old ladder. Don't reuse an old ladder. It's being thrown out for a reason. Number one, it might be weak, and number two, you can bet that the safety designs have changed a lot since that ladder was manufactured. So you never want to use those old ladders that people are kind of done with. Well, coming up next time on the Money Pit, it's a common complaint for very good reason. Nobody wants to drink, cook, or clean off with smelly, rotten egg tap water. We're going to explain what causes those awful smells and what you can do about it on the very next edition of the Money Pit. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself.
But you don't have to do it alone.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so...
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRostro. Hundreds of mourners pay their respects to George Floyd in his native Carolina hometown Saturday.
Trouble don't last always. Some of y'all in here hurt right now. And this was before.
At the Free Will Baptist Church in Rayford, near Floyd's birthplace, friends, family, and others spoke of the man they knew and the death that has come to define a movement. Christopher Simmons.
Not only did we lose a family member, but y'all watched as well, and y'all was helpless too.
Before the private service, mourners like Kimberly Harrington waited to view the coffin.
I was just praying that God would bless his soul to be at peace, because he didn't have peace in his final moments here on earth.
On display at the front of the chapel, a large photo of Floyd and a portrait of him adorned with an angel's wings and halo. I'm Julie Walker.
It had been relatively peaceful the last couple of nights as protesters continue their pressure on officials after the death of Floyd, and officials are hoping things stay that way. But one U.S. senator says if the fires of violence flare up again, it may be necessary for President Trump to call in the military to restore calm.
Senator Tom Cotton says it's already been proven to work.
When you have that overwhelming display of force, the violence is reduced.
If needed, he says President Trump should invoke the Insurrection Act of 1807.
So these police departments, who in some cases don't have the numbers to face off against these anarchists and insurrectionists, have the support of their National Guard and, if necessary, the active duty military.
The act provides an exception to the Posse Comitatus Act of 1878 by Agnew Reporting.
South Korea reporting 57 additional cases of the coronavirus, marking a second day in a row that its daily jump is above 50. The new cases take the country's total to 11,776 with 273 deaths. News and analysis at townhall.com.
Relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. I come from the doctor's clinic this morning, 28 staples out of my knee, and I am not taking painkillers. Why? Because I don't need to. I'm taking Relief Factor. Yes, it's a triple dose, but it doesn't have any negative side effects, and I am doing just fine, thank you very much. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at relieffactor.com, and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. That's truly remarkable to be liberated from your pain for less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your 3-week quick starter pack today. Go right now. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. This is your opportunity to be the next success story.
A big-name hotel pulling out of Cuba.
Marriott Hotels says the Trump administration has ordered it to end its hotel operations in communist-run Cuba. The administration wants to discourage businesses from operating in Cuba to push for democratic reforms in the island nation.
Correspondent Ken Lormond reporting. OPEC and allied nations have agreed to extend a production cut of nearly 10 million barrels of oil a day through the end of July. That's hoping to boost energy prices that have been hard hit by the coronavirus pandemic. Ministers of the cartel and outside nations like Russia met via a video conference call Saturday. Their decision was aimed at cutting out the excess production, depressing prices as global aviation remains largely grounded due to the pandemic and represents some 10% of the world's overall supply. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. A California electric company just trying to survive.
Seta Gas and Electric's proposal to pay $25.5 billion for a series of deadly Northern California wildfires ignited by its equipment is facing a final barrage of resistance from critics. The impassioned arguments unfolded during the closing phase of a 2-week trial that will determine whether PG&E gets out of bankruptcy. PG&E needs to close the deal by June 30th to access a $21 billion wildfire fund created by the legislature. Critics say the plan will do more to enrich savvy investors than help fire victims rebuild their lives. Patrick Frost reporting.
President Trump is reopening 5,000 square miles off the New England coast to commercial fishing. The president reversing an Obama administration order that banned commercial fishing in a marine conservation area. Mr. Trump calling the commercial fishing ban deeply unfair. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
A building that's meant to last is not built overnight. And for centuries, the cornerstone has been crucial to guide each brick and wall that comes after. A strong community relies on many cornerstones. So at Cornerstone Community Bank, we've taken our name to heart. Whether it's your business or your family, we'll provide the financial cornerstone that you need to build on. We're local. We're community. We're your cornerstone. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Alan Gordon here, Coachmaster Collision.
Thankfully, it appears that Coachmaster Repair is an essential business and fully prepared to repair any minor or major damage to your vehicle. With the invasion of the coronavirus, Coachmaster is taking all precautions for the safety of our employees and our customers. We have closed all traffic through our lobby to ensure proper social distancing and will be disinfecting your vehicle upon arrival and before delivery. With the effects and response from the virus, we feel fortunate to be able to maintain all of our employees. They will be here to provide all services required for a proper and complete repair. These are uncharted territories. Let's all work together for a full, safe, and prosperous recovery. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road, serving the Reading community since 1969. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
The United States is big news, and today is just as big, and there's a lot of sad news, too. I think our country's now unprecedented turmoil. How we find a way out of that, that's what we're here for, and I want to get your views. So many of you have views. You're not fortunate enough, as I am, to have a show to be able to vent them. I want to give you that form, too, 1-866-408-7669. So, Ben Carson with us in 4 minutes. You talk about a guy who grew up with absolutely nothing, single-parent family. A mom went out there, made him and his brother do his homework in a very adverse conditions. He became a world-renowned surgeon, his brother a lawyer, and now he's Health and Human Services Secretary. He's going to be joining us, HUD Secretary, I should say. He's going to be joining us shortly to talk about race in America and more. Admiral James Stavridis at the bottom of the hour. He's going to be talking about inviting Vladimir Putin to the G7. The president answered that to me yesterday. He's also going to talk about pulling out of Afghanistan. General Keane wrote about that the day before. And some of our challenges as China and Iran are mocking some of the some of the city strife that we're witnessing today. So before we get to that, let's get to the big three.
Now, with the stories you need to know, it's Brian's Big Three.
Number three.
The whole concept that the campaign was colluding with the Russians, there was no there in August 2017. Do you agree with that general statement or not?
I agree with that general statement.
Rod Rosenstein and Lindsey Graham. The Russian collusion delusion just got crazier. As Rosenstein said, he shouldn't have green-lighted the Mueller probe to begin with. His statements are mind-bending.
Number two.
Today, I filed an amended complaint that charges former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin with murder in the second degree. I believe the evidence available to us now supports the stronger charge of second-degree murder.
Attorney General Keith Ellison, about George Floyd, the case against the four cops who believe are responsible for his death, upgraded. More officers implicated. Did the AG make the right move? We'll talk about the protests as everybody waits for justice.
Number one.
During the day, what you see is coordination, homemade weapons mainly, being stashed around different metropolitan areas. Those are the types of people that we see moving these violent protests and these organizations in a certain way.
It's unbelievable that we're talking about this, but that's Chad Wolf, Homeland Security Secretary. City to city, signs of settling down and signs of coordinated violence, you just heard. Shootings now part of the riots, and now a new push to defund the only thing people have between them and chaos, and that is the police. Do you believe there's a movement to defund the police? That's where we're at right now. Do you want to reform the police, have be more socially, racially sensitive? Absolutely. I went through the academy. I like to hear from all sides, but I can't get to that point because our cities are literally on fire. Our cops are being shot. Let me give you an idea of what happened last night the best I can. In Atlanta, streets were filled with hundreds of protesters during the day. They emptied out, though, at their curfew at 9 o'clock. They did have some protests. There were some arrests. Similar scenes unfolded in Philadelphia, but Philadelphia had at least 50 ATMs blown up in the George Floyd riots. A man arrested on WMD charge. He sold dynamite to a undercover agent. That's a little scary, wouldn't you think? A little bit later on, as we travel around the country, Washington, D.C., hundreds of people remained on the streets as an 11 p.m. curfew approached and a feeling of anxiety hung in the air, according to reports, between the crowds and the lines of troops everywhere. Thankfully, no major incidents in front of the White House. In Los Angeles, more than 3,000 people overall have been arrested during the protests. More curfew violations that we see. Then we see L.A. Mayor Eric Garcetti. Remember him keeping L.A. locked down because he's concerned about coronavirus? The guy comes out, kneels down with protesters within feet of them while he's telling us to stay 6 feet away and locking down businesses because of that. And then says, I was going to increase the law enforcement budget by 7%, but now I'm going to decrease it because Black Lives Matter wants us to. Where are we at in this country? Let's talk to Dr. Ben Carson about that. Dr. Ben Carson, the citizen, the acclaimed surgeon, and now Secretary of Housing and Urban Development. Dr. Carson, welcome back.
Good to be with you, Barry.
Dr. Carson, when it comes to law enforcement, are there two ways in which law enforcement views a rule of law for white people and a rule of law for black people?
In general, I think law enforcement is excellent in our country. Do we have some bad apples? No question about it. Do we have bad apples in journalism? Yep. And law, teaching, business, everywhere you have bad apples. And yet we don't have a tendency to label the whole profession as bad in any of those other areas. And I think it's absolutely absurd. Now, what happened in Minnesota? It's outrageous. I haven't met anybody who doesn't think that's outrageous, black, white, or any other color. And it is being dealt with. Unfortunately, some of the violent people, the people who have really other secondary agendas, are taking advantage of those who want to engage in peaceful protest. And peaceful protesters need to begin to recognize that they're being used by these people and not allow those people to use them. I'm all for peaceful protests and, you know, recognize the fact that one of the greatest Americans ever, Martin Luther King, advocated peaceful protest and through that was able to achieve enormous social change. And if these people want to achieve social change, follow the model that works.
I would think so. I rarely play stuff from CNN, but I was struck by this because his brother is actually the governor of a state that demanded order and ridiculed the NYPD for not doing it. Listen to Chris Cuomo describe protests. Cut 24.
It is a sad day when we need curfews in our cities. America's major cities are filled with people demanding this country become more fair, more just, and ironically, more united. Now, too many see the protests as the problem. No, the problem is what forced your fellow citizens to take to the streets, persistent and poisonous inequities and injustice. And please, show me where it says that protests are supposed to be polite and peaceful, because I can show you that outraged citizens are the ones who have made America what she is and led to any major milestones. Be honest, this is not a tranquil time.
So he's saying it's okay for protesters to show unrest and anger. I mean, I don't even see him disavowing the looting. I mean, that's a guy in a major network.
You know, the sad thing is, if a Republican was saying things like that, it would be World War III. You know, they're inflaming people. They're creating, you know, havoc, and they're encouraging violence. The double standard is nauseating. But, you know, it really comes back to we the people. You know, there are a lot of forces out there that are trying to manipulate we the people. We the people are not each other's enemies. And by working together, we're able to create this magnificent country, this place that is the destination for other people around the world. Other people form caravans trying to get in here. In other countries, they form caravans trying to get out. This is a great place. Only people who can destroy it is us. And the only reason we would do that is if we allow ourselves to be manipulated into thinking that we're enemies, into thinking that police and that law and order are our enemies. They are not our enemies. And we do need the ability for people to be able to build a business and have confidence that our governmental structures will protect it, will not allow other people to just come in and destroy it, that they will not be able to just come into your home and destroy and pillage. That is a standard part of social society. And if we allow that to disintegrate, we will have nothing but chaos. And those who want to fundamentally change our country into something else will have a good argument for doing so.
Dr. Carson, did you grow up rich and privileged?
completely the opposite. But I did have something that I think is incredibly valuable, and that is an incredibly wise mother. Had less than a third grade education, worked as a domestic, two and three jobs at a time because she didn't like the concept of welfare. You know, she was a person who would not be a victim. She got married when she was 13, subsequently found out that her husband, you know, my father, was a bigamist, had to try to raise us on her own. But she was observant, and she said, you know, we don't have to be victims. We can control our own destiny. And she made us read books, and she took us to places that were free because we couldn't afford anything else, so that we could be exposed to things. And, you know, her friends criticized her, and he said, you can't do that to boys. But, you know, one son became a neurosurgeon, and one became a rocket scientist, so she had the last laugh. But, you know, she refused to be a victim. She refused to allow us to be victims. What we must do now is we must begin to help people to understand that they can do things. They can affect their own destiny. They don't have to wait for the government to do it or for someone else to do it. We don't have to always sit around and blame other people for the problem. And those of us who are in the position to do something, we must recognize that America was built on compassion, on understanding that other people had problems, on being able to reach out and provide a helping hand rather than just demonizing people. So, you know, on both sides, we really have to take a step back. We can't get into our perspective corners and continue to hurl hand grenades at each other, because the only thing that that will do is help to destroy the core of our nation.
Lastly, 58% of young college-educated Americans say the riots are justified. 58%. And you notice those people in the streets. Most of them are young. What does that mean to you?
It means, unfortunately, that we're allowing people to be indoctrinated. But this indoctrination starts very, very early on, and it's very problematic. And, you know, we have to resist it. We have to inform people of what the real history of this nation is and why it is a place of destination for so many people. And if we don't engage in those conversations, they will just hear one side of the story, and the further we go into the future, the more people will be indoctrinated until you reach a point of no return. We cannot allow that to happen if we want our children, our grandchildren, our progeny to grow up in a place that is strong and that is free. But in order to do that, it does require bravery. And, you know, you can't be the land of the free if you're not the home of the brave. You have to be willing to stand up for what you believe in. You can't sit silently by and just allow those who want to fundamentally change us to have their say and not to resist them.
And that's why you're here today. Ben Carson, if the president wants four more years, it's going to have to be a comeback story. Almost every poll has him trailing. Every battleground state, including Arizona and Wisconsin, has him trailing, and Texas in a dead heat. Do you think this president, in the middle of a pandemic and civil unrest like we have not seen before, can do that?
You know, the one thing I've learned about President Trump is that, you know, he's a fighter. But he also can listen. And, you know, he is observing what is going on, and he will lead in a way that is appropriate. I can pretty much guarantee you that you're going to see that happen.
Ben Carson, thanks so much. I know he considers you a huge asset and a friend, and I could see why. Dr. Ben Carson, thanks for your time.
Thank you, Brian. Take care.
You got it. Bottom of the hour, Admiral James Stravitis. But next is you, 1-866-408-7669. So, according to a New York Times reporter, destroying property is not violence, according to Chris Cuomo, who said protests are supposed to be show obedient and show calm, and you're supposed to be polite. Do you agree with that? 1-866-408-7669. Back in a moment.
Don't go anywhere. Brian Kilmeade will be right back.
Guys, waking up over and over to pee is not okay. But now, you can reduce those nighttime bathroom trips with the ingredients in Super Beta Prostate P3 Advanced. We're talking about less urges to pee at night, less bathroom trips during the day, and better bladder emptying.
It's like taking three prostate supplements in one.
You can try a full 30-day bottle of P3 Advanced, free. Just pay shipping and handling. No strings attached, no obligations, and no commitments to buy. This is a 30-day supply, absolutely free.
Call 1-800-223-0950.
Super Beta Prostate is the best-selling brand in major retailers like Walmart. But for this no strings attached free bottle, you must call now.
Call 1-800-223-0950.
Don't miss out on this unprecedented free offer.
Call 1-800-223-0950. 1-800-223-0950.
You remember when your mom and dad talked about the importance of having term life insurance? I mean, it felt really good knowing the family would have money after something happened. How do you think they felt? They worked their entire life without truly getting the benefit of having term life insurance? MyTermLifeGuy.com. MyTermLifeGuy.com. You don't have to die to receive the benefits. A $1 million policy for a healthy male, non-smoker, below $35 a month. MyTermLifeGuy.com.
Sponsored by Gold Coast Insurance Group.
I've got a snack that'll add a little kaboom to your keto diet. Or would that be keto boom? Either way, Southern Recipe small batch pork rinds have the bold flavor that outshines other low-carb snacks. And if keto's not your thing, you'll still love the high protein these rinds deliver. Flavors like Korean kimchi barbecue, honey chipotle, pineapple ancho chili, and more. Visit porkrinds.com to find your flavor boom.
Visit porkrinds.com today for your Southern Recipe small batch pork rinds.
The Dean's List with Janice Dean.
A teenager from New Mexico makes the Dean's List for giving back an incredible amount of money he found at a nearby ATM. 19-year-old Jose Nunez Romanes was helping his grandfather buy a pair of socks online, but he was short on money in his bank account, so he drove to the nearest Wells Fargo near his home in Albuquerque to make a deposit. When he arrived, he noticed a clear plastic bag on the ground filled with cash. It turned out to be $135,000 worth of $50 and $20 bills. He says he's never seen that much money before, but he knew what to do. He called the police. They discovered the money had been accidentally left behind by a worker who was refilling the ATM. A spokesperson for the Albuquerque police says this money could have made an incredible amount of difference in his life if he went down that other path, but he chose the path of integrity and did the right thing. Well done, Jose. You made the Dean's List. Janice Dean, Fox News.
This is Fox News Talk.
Headline Rewind.
1995. Mike Tyson.
In the last 3 years, I had the chance to reflect on my life and develop my mind, and I will continue my journey to making myself a better person.
Frustrating for firefighters because there are some areas where we're reaching and touching people, but we just can't get to them.
The bombing in Oklahoma City was an attack on innocent children and defenseless citizens. It was an act of cowardice, and it was evil.
I did not, nor to my knowledge, did anyone else in the White House destroy, mishandle, or misappropriate any document in Vincent Foster's office.
The White House has contended that the Clintons were passive investors in Whitewater. The facts are otherwise.
If it doesn't fit, you must acquit.
News as it happens then.
News as it happens now.
This is Fox News Talk.
I'm Ashley Dvorkin with a Fox Celebrity Profile with the winner of The Masked Singer Season 3, Candy Burris, a.k.a. Night Angel.
I'll rise like the day, oh, I'll rise up in spite of age.
Burris is the first woman to win the Golden Mask Trophy.
I'm all about girl power. So when I realized that there had never been a female winner before, I was like, oh, I gotta be the first woman to win this.
Burris says this impromptu performing offers a unique way to put the singing in the spotlight.
I was able to show my talent and be judged based off of my talent, not based off of whatever your preconceived thoughts were about me as a person.
As for advice for any future contestants,
get yourself a ski mask and a hockey mask and put them on at the same time and jog and sing at the same time.
Ashley Dvorkin, Fox News.
News, unique opinions. Hear it all on the Brian Kilmeade Show.
I went to visit a sergeant from the 44th precinct that earlier this week, you've seen the video, was run over in a cowardly attack. Still in critical care in an intensive care unit, but recovering slowly. When I was finished from Lincoln Hospital, I called the lieutenant several days ago. You've seen that video as well. Unprovoked attack by a coward struck from behind in an attempt to bash his skull in.
Yeah, and then he went on. This was 2:30 in the morning. I'm up because I'm getting ready for the show. We went on at 5 a.m. Eastern time today. 4-hour show. Dermot McShay, clearly shaken up, and I understand, talked about the incident last night in New York. As violent as any in the country. Cut six. Cut six.
The courageous men and women of this police department that put a gun belt on every day and hit the streets to protect New Yorkers. Tonight, two of those officers were assigned to an anti-looting post when at approximately 1:45, without warning, video surveillance shows a male walk up to the officers casually, take out a knife, and stab one of the officers in the neck. That officer was stabbed in the left side of his neck, thank God, missing an artery, and is recovering here in stable condition at the hospital.
Other two were shot in the hand. They're going to be okay. And the assailant also recovering in the hospital. Debbie, listen on WLNI in Virginia. Debbie.
Hi there, Brian. I just wanted to say, I'm not sure about these polls. And every time you say, you know, I'm not blaming you, but every time you say, you know, he's down in the polls and, you know, Biden is up, it just reminds me of last time when Hillary was supposed to sweep the whole thing and, you know, we're back to square one. Is it just a bluff tactic from the other side, or the polls in on it, or what's going on?
Well, I mean, it's a battleground state. It's very close, and I think he is trailing, and I think it has a lot to do with the fact that he's dealing with two intense crises that he didn't cause. He didn't cause the pandemic. He did not cause the racial strife. He did not cause the Minneapolis Police Department to hire four mutants that did what they did. Remember Ferguson, remember Baltimore. I could point to countless events that happened before Donald Trump was even running for president. But now they're going to look at how he handled it. He's got to show, he's got to turn the economy around. You've got to get close to a vaccine. And then things are going to really tighten up in the fall. And he's got to stop doing ridiculous fights with Chris Cuomo and Joe Scarborough. He's got to focus on running. He can do it. But the side stuff really turns off independents. Not his base. They shake their head and say, no big deal. He needs to win independents. 1-866-408-7669. We'll talk about that and so much more, and then take your calls in 10 minutes. So stay there. Brian Kilmeade Show.
This is the moment when America comes together.
And Fox News Channel is with you every step of the way.
There are so many uplifting stories, people helping each other.
America's best shine brightest when needed the most.
The spirit of generosity has been enormous.
We took an oath to be here for the public, so we're not going anywhere.
We are resilient. Thanks to her citizens, the America we know will come out of it stronger than ever before.
America together, on air and online, only Fox News Channel. From the Fox News Podcast Network. Download and listen to Everyone Talks to Liz.
You have to come clean and accept it and take full responsibility for it, and then just make sure that somewhere in your mind you chalk it up to, okay, you learn from great experiences when you win, but you also learn from all those experiences where it doesn't feel good and you've fallen and you scraped your knees.
Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com. America's listening to Fox News.
This is House Call for Health. Doctors treating COVID-19 say they're seeing many patients who suffered a stroke.
We understand that it's due to clotting problems, and I think people are being a little more aggressive about treating it.
Dr. John Klein at the University of Louisville School of Medicine says sometimes a stroke is the first major symptom of the virus, not fever or shortness of breath. Doctors say it is vital that treatment for a stroke begins immediately. Up to 2 million brain cells can die with each minute of delay. But a new study indicates a trend in the wrong direction. Researchers found that compared to last year, stroke victims are arriving at hospitals on average more than 2.5 hours hours later. Researchers suspect it's because of fears of contracting the virus in the hospital. The study is in the journal Neurointerventional Surgery. For more on the coronavirus, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
This is the moment when America comes together.
And Fox News Channel is with you every step of the way.
There are so many uplifting stories, people helping each other.
America's best shine brightest when needed the most.
The spirit of generosity has been enormous.
We took an oath to be here for the public, so we're not going anywhere.
We are resilient. Thanks to her citizens, the America we know will come out of this stronger than ever before.
America Together, on air and online, only Fox News Channel. From the Fox News Podcasts Network, it's the Fox News Rundown, a deeper dive into the major and controversial stories, tapping into the massive reporting resources of Fox News to provide a full picture of the news of the day. You'll hear a contrast of perspectives you won't hear anywhere else, going far beyond the headlines.
You know, I want people to know the truth. Nobody owns me. I want to do my job the same way, no matter who I work for.
Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com. America is listening to Fox News. Now, from the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
In 1971, Margaret Thatcher, then a member of Parliament, addressed the ability of women to be successful in government. This was 8 years before she became Prime Minister.
Now, I've heard this argument frequently, that women are really rather more emotional than men. Really, women are intensely practical. Again, I don't mean that flippantly. We are an intensely practical sex. We often get on with the job. We don't always talk about it as much as men. But we get on doing it. But women are very much more modest in running for Parliament than men. Nothing like as many of them put up, as you know.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archive of Fox News Talk. Bonus track with Laura Ingalls.
Taking you deep inside the music.
Here I go again.
Whitesnake lead singer David Coverdale is giving his opinion on the coronavirus. Coverdale is currently on home lockdown and awaiting word on when it will be safe to have surgery on the hernia that forced him to bow out of a planned summer tour with Sammy Hagar. The worldwide coronavirus health crisis eventually forced Hagar to cancel the tour altogether. The 68-year-old singer says at his age, he has to be really careful, adding that he can't get his health issues dealt with because the hospitals are dealing with life-threatening virus victims, and that the reason we've survived hundreds of thousands of years is because we adapt. But he adds, this is a hell of a thing to adapt to. Still, Coverdale says quarantine life hasn't been too awful, saying that they've got a big house, and if he needs his own personal space, it's big enough to achieve that, and that him and his wife are best friends. Cheers to that. Laura Ingle, Fox News.
Information you want. Truth you demand. This is the Brian Kilmeade Show.
Welcome back, everyone. It's Brian Kilmeade Show. You know, this is the 10-year anniversary of the show, and we had a chance to talk to the president often on radio before he was the president. And when he became the president, he's joined us about 3 or 4 times. And I think the last time was, what, about 8 months ago? So he joined us just about an hour ago. And now he's running like 20 meetings, and I'm sure he's watching Rod Rosenstein testify right now in front of Senator Lindsey Graham's committee, where Rosenstein's already made some news. He basically said, I wouldn't have signed the warrant, and Andy McCabe was not forthcoming with it. I can't tell you if he lied, but I can tell you he was not forthcoming with me, so I find this very interesting. My personal opinion about Rod Rosenstein and this whole investigation in Russia, in the beginning, I think he thought, my opinion only, I think he thought that Trump was complicit with Russia. And I think it became pretty clear to him that he wasn't. And he landed the plane. His words. I know how to land the plane. He landed the plane. So now here's my interview with President Trump that you hear for many of you for the first time in its entirety. Listen. Here's the President of the United States. Mr. President, thanks so much for joining us from 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue.
Well, thank you very much, and congratulations on 10 years on radio. Wow, that's pretty good. I remember when you We're one day on radio, all right? It's been a long time, but that's a great job. Yeah. You're doing a great job, Brian.
You were hosting. Thanks so much, Mr. President. You were hosting The Apprentice back then. You were number one of the ratings when we started. And I got the number one job in the country. I just was curious, the place you used to live, where the Mayor de Blasio, the National Guard is not going to work here. They're not trained to handle unrest. Do you agree with that?
No, not at all. If you look at what happened in Minnesota, they were getting decimated. And after 3 days of watching it, I demanded that the National Guard be utilized. And in one day, it was over. In fact, they got there at a certain time in the late afternoon. And by the time they finished, it was, somewhat sarcastically, but the safest place on earth. And Minnesota was really, really having a hard time. And we took care of it. And the governor's a nice man, and he was, you know, not using enough. And he was, you saw the police were running in Minneapolis, and they were running away from their precinct, which is something I've never seen before. You have a liberal mayor that, frankly, was having a lot of trouble, and you have a liberal, very liberal mayor in New York, too. And you notice that all of these places that have problems are not run by Republicans. They're run by liberal Democrats. So there is something into that philosophy. And yet they're also the ones keeping everybody locked up in their apartments and their homes for a lot too long a period of time. So it's very interesting how that changes. But no, the National Guard, we could solve that problem in New York. And in fact, if they don't get their act straightened out, I will solve it. I'll solve it fast.
Last night was one of the best nights in day eight, especially in New York. We didn't see the riots. We saw the protests, even though it wasn't perfect. Do you think we've turned the corner, according to the reports you get?
Well, you may, but you still had a lot of people, and they're violent people in many cases. You have protesters, but you also have anarchists and looters and a lot of people that are bad, you know, bad people, okay? A lot of bad people. We have a lot of proof and information and proof. You'll be seeing it in time to come where they're delivering rocks and stones to certain locations and dumping them. So they have that's their ammunition. And that hurts people very badly, including National Guard people or even military people. But Washington is in great shape. We called out the National Guard after the first night, which was a little bit rougher, but then after that we called up and we have, I jokingly said, it's one of the safest places on earth. And we had no problem at all last night. We had a substantial dominant force, and we have to have a dominant force. Maybe it doesn't sound good to say it, but you have to have a dominant force. We need law and order.
Sunday wasn't the case. We had only Leland Vitter reporting, no problem. It got dark, a huge problem. He was attacked. And then the reports were they were so worried they brought you downstairs in the White House to a bunker. What could you tell me Sunday night was like for you and your family?
Well, it was a false report. I wasn't down. I went down during the day, and I was there for a tiny little short period of time, and it was much more for an inspection. There was no problem during the day. The problem, I saw Leland got whacked pretty good, but that was during the night. And these problems are during the night, not during the day. And I go down, I've gone down two or three times, all for inspection. And you go there, someday you may need it, but you go there. And I went down, I looked at it, it was during the day, it was not a problem. And I read about it like a big thing. There was never a problem. We never had a problem. Nobody ever came close to giving us a problem. The Secret Service, it does an unbelievable job of maintaining control in the White House. And beyond the Secret Service, we have a lot of other great people out there, including the D.C. police. And then, of course, on top of that, after I saw the one evening, which was a little rough, and it was certainly rough on Leland, I think more so than anybody else, we brought in the troops.
So, Mr. President, I remember on 9/11, the President Bush wanted to land back at Washington. They wouldn't let him. They said it's too dangerous. Finally got him back there. Sometimes the Secret Service even tells the President, I can't do this. So you tell me, Mr. President, they didn't say to you, you have to go downstairs. My responsibility is your welfare. They didn't limit you at all in the House?
Nope, they didn't tell me that at all. But they said it would be a good time to go down, take a look, because maybe sometime you're going to need it. And I've been down. Let's see, that would be number two and a half, sort of, because I've done different things. but 2.5. But I looked, I was down for a very, very short period of time. Very, very short period of time. I can't tell you who went with me, but a whole group of people went with me. As an inspecting factor, I was back up. And, Brian, it was during the day. It wasn't during the night. I think they reported during the night. During the night, maybe someday it makes sense. During the day, you have tremendous numbers of people. We didn't even have protesters, or if they did, it was a small crowd. There's so much fake news going around, Brian, you have no idea. Maybe you do actually have an idea.
Mr. President, you gave a speech in the Rose Garden, got a thumbs up for a lot of people, especially your supporters, and then you said, you know, I'm going to go into a very important place. And they quickly cleared out Lafayette Park, and you walked through with many of your staffer, from Kayleigh McEnany to the Secretary of Defense, who said he didn't know where he was going at the time, and you appeared at St. John's Church, which was boarded up, and you held up a Bible. The Reverend James Martin, a Jesuit priest and author of a book on that church, says the church is not a photo op, the religion is not a political tool, and God is not a plaything. He's among some religious leaders who are very critical of that visit. What's your response?
Well, my response is simple. Most religious leaders loved it. I heard Franklin Graham this morning, thought it was great. I heard many other people think it was great. And it's only the other side that didn't like it. You know, the opposing, the opposition party, as the expression goes. They burned down the church the day before. I heard how nice and wonderful the protesters were over there. Really? Then why did they burn down the church the day before? They burned down a big section of it. Fortunately, they were able to catch it in time. This is a church built at a similar time as the White House. And Madison was your president. He was number 6, I believe. And Madison was your president, and he was the first president to enter and go to that church. Now, when I said go to the church, I didn't know protesters or not. Nobody tells me that. They say, yes, sir, we'll go to the church. So we walked over to the church. It was very fast. I think it was very symbolic. I did hold up a Bible. I think that's a good thing, not a bad thing, and many religious leaders loved it.
Mr. President, was the original intent to go inside and find and see the damage, and did you notice it was boarded up when you got there?
No, they told me it was boarded up, and I said, it's all right, we'll stand by the church. We won't go inside. It had, you know, received a very bad burning. I would have been able to go inside if I wanted to, but it was boarded up. The whole building was just about boarded up, but I would have been able to go in. But there's no reason for it. It was smoke, a lot of smoke and a lot of damage, actually, a lot of damage. But it was confined to one area. The fire itself was confined to one area. But, Brian, the church leaders loved that I went there with a Bible. I mean, take a look at Franklin Graham, so respected, and so many others. Take a look at Robert Jeffress. Right. These are all people you know. They thought it was a great symbol, and I thought it was a great symbol. But the fake news makes everything look bad, no matter what you do. Like, we did a great job on ventilators. We're giving them now to countries all over the world. We're making them. When I started, we had practically none. The cupboards were bare. The Obama administration left us practically nothing. You don't hear those stories. They don't write about that. We tested number 16 million yesterday, much more than anybody else. You don't hear that we've done well in testing. They always say, well, why not more? And yet Germany is at 3 million. We're at 16 million. And we have incredible testing now. So, you know, we've done a great job, but we don't get credit for it. But hopefully the people understand.
That's the president. I got much more with the president when we come back here on the Brian Kilmeade Show. Don't move. Hey, you probably have heard hundreds of the Balance of Nature success stories that are played on the radio every day, each hour sometimes. And I want to tell you that not one of these guys are actors, these ladies are actors in their ads. They are real people who have real results, and they receive tens of thousands of success stories each year. So they share them. Their secret to real success is using real food. You can see and smell and taste the difference in the products compared to others. All their ingredients are simply fruits and vegetables. It is that simple. You know what else is great about Balance of Nature? Sometimes I'm in too much of a rush to eat great. Sometimes you don't feel like defrosting some vegetables. When you order, sometimes you forget to order some fruits and vegetables if you're having things delivered to your house. So that's why Balance of Nature is my answer. Don't wait to see what your daily recommended servings of fruits and vegetables every day can do for you. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping at 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com. Again, that's balanceofnature.com, and make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code Brian, B-R-I-A-N.
For 95 years, Saia LTL Freight has hit the road to deliver the goods that keep businesses and communities moving. Now, in this uncertain time, we won't stop going that extra mile. Because at the end of the day, we're all in this together for the long haul. Saia LTL Freight, driving stability, safety, support, and strength. Visit Saia.com. That's SAIA.com.
You looking for a positive? I've got it. Use your life insurance while you're living. MyTermLifeGuy.com. Look, with everything that we've been through, don't just think about your family. You got to think about you. Term life insurance. Get one that lets you use it while you're living. MyTermLifeGuy.com. It's that simple. MyTermLifeguy.com. A $1 million policy for a healthy male non-smoker below $35 a month. MyTermLifeGuy.com.
Sponsored by Gold Coast Insurance Group.
The Dean's List with Janice Dean.
Another story of a stranger's kindness at a restaurant in North Carolina makes today's Dean's List. The employees of the famous toastery in Wilmington were shocked to receive a $1,000 tip on their reopening day amid the coronavirus pandemic. And even though the thoughtful tippers want to remain anonymous, those who work at the restaurant say they were a local couple who seemed to truly enjoy their meal. A representative for the restaurant wrote on Facebook, "They made a point to comment on their experience with us, and they were truly a genuine couple. After they left, our hostess noticed the incredibly generous tip. On the receipt, the mystery diners initially left and then scratched out a $20 tip, ultimately leaving $1,000 with the note, 'Bless you all.' Thanks to these and all the wonderful anonymous customers across the country and the world who continue to do such incredible acts of kindness. You all made today's Dean's List. Janice Dean, Fox News.
America together.
And let's take a knee for 8 minutes and 46 seconds.
Hundreds of medical personnel in white jackets, along with others, peacefully protested and knelt down in solidarity for 8 minutes and 46 seconds. It's the amount of time that George Floyd's family says an officer put a knee to his neck. They held up signs like hashtag white coats for black lives to illustrate that black lives have the backing of those in the medical field.
Just being black. Wrong place at the wrong time.
Me being black and what's going on in America, I want people to see that together we can make change.
And the Blair family drove up from Oakland, putting any kind of fear of being here aside.
I feel that this is worth any risk that we're taking, that we need to show up, speak up, and be part of what's happening.
I don't think that we're taking any significant risks.
This is something that I believe needs to be talked about.
In Sacramento, Rowena Shattuck, Fox 40 News.
From his mouth to your ears, it's Brian Kilmeade.
Hi, everyone. Brian Kilmeade. Thanks so much for listening to the show. Just moments ago, I finished up an interview with the President of the United States. You heard part one. Here's the rest. So you have a pandemic and a national unrest, two unprecedented things, I would argue, in my lifetime and probably yours. But the big picture, I thought we'd be talking about the day after George Floyd's tragic death, which I think you agree. It seems that law enforcement, you don't want to convict someone before they have trial. But 96% right. of the country thinks that was out of bounds. The knee on the neck killed him. I'm one of them. We can't see where the trial comes out. But this is the one stat I want to bring you to, and I'm going to ask you if you can attack this. According to a Axios Ipsos poll, 70% of white Americans say they trust the local police. Only 36% of African Americans do. How do you attack that problem? How do you change things?
Well, I think it's a very sad problem. As you know, as a Republican, I'm doing very well with African Americans and with the vote. In polls and everything, especially. I mean, I haven't seen one very recently because you had the plague come in from China, so that changed things up. But we had the best economy ever. We had the best numbers for African American unemployment and unemployment in history, best home ownership, best everything. We had the best numbers in everything, not only African American, but the African American numbers were
great. But how do you handle
great.
The law enforcement part of this?
Well,
how
I think you have to get better than what they've been doing. I mean, obviously, that was a terrible thing. And I've spoken about it numerous times in various speeches. And, you know, it's interesting. I spoke about it when we launched a very successful rocket, a tremendous program that culminated on that day. And now, obviously, it goes on from there. But I then made a speech, and it was a speech about the rocket, and I devoted 25% of the speech probably to what happened or more to what happened with respect to George Floyd. And it was and then you listen to this. He doesn't talk about George Floyd. The rocket went off. I then made a speech and I talked about George Floyd, but they said he didn't talk about George Floyd. Half, maybe even almost half of the speech, but a large portion of the speech was devoted exactly to that. And so, you know, with the media, you basically, no matter what you do, it's never going to be good enough. But the people right. understand it. And that's one of the beauties to social media. I mean, I would love not to even bother with social media, but I'm able to get my word out beautifully by social media. Fortunately, you use social media, too.
Right.
But we have to get the word out. Look, we have to, Brian, we have to get the police departments, everybody has to do better.
I know you got about 100 meetings today, and I appreciate this time.
So
does our audience. But, Mr. President, a couple of things. The word is you want to invite Vladimir Putin to the G7 meeting. Let's say it's in September. What has he done to earn back the trust of the free world? He hasn't left Ukraine. He hasn't left Georgia.
Yeah.
Creates havoc in Venezuela. Do you see where he deserves this respect?
Yeah, well, look, you know, helped us with the oil industry, which was good for him, too. But we got it up, and now we're going to save millions of jobs in Texas and North Dakota and other places, Oklahoma, with millions of jobs. I mean, the oil now is sustainable. I mean, it was down to zero, which would have ruined. We would have lost 5 million jobs. But no, it's not a question of what's he done. It's a question of common sense. So we have a G7. He's not there. Half of the meeting is devoted to Russia. And if he was there, it'd be much easier to solve. He used to be. It used to be the G8. And Obama got taken over the cleaners. I mean, Obama had his pockets picked. And as you know, Putin did something that he shouldn't have done because he didn't respect Obama, perhaps. And Obama got upset, and the United States said, we don't want to be here if Putin's going to be there. The problem is many of the things that we talk about are about Putin. So we're just sitting around wasting time. Because then you have to finish your meeting and somebody has to call Putin or deal with Putin on different things. And I say, have him in the room. Have him in the room. It used to be the G8. And I don't say deserving or non-deserving. I say common sense. Get things done. I want to have a nuclear pact, a safe nuclear, because nuclear is the single biggest problem the world has. Single biggest problem,
right.
The power. And
China,
we have them, and we have more than anybody. We have more than anybody. China is a very big problem, and we did very well with China, but then they sent us the plague.
Is that deal done? Is that deal done?
Is that deal done? The trade deal is done, but the trade deal got finished, and the ink wasn't dry when the virus floated over from China and started killing everybody in the world, not just here, in the whole world. You look at Brazil, look at these countries, look at what Italy went through, and Spain, and France, and all of them. I mean, the whole world, 186 countries. So when you say, is the trade deal done? Yeah, the trade deal's done. It was a great deal. China was having, before the plague, China was having the worst year they've had in 66 years. That's because of me, and I'm not proud of that. I'm just saying that these presidents let China pick our pockets, and I did a great trade deal. But you know what? You know, I'm not excited about anything with respect to China right now because of what happened. They could have sealed it. They could have closed it off. And I ask this, why is it Wuhan, it came out of Wuhan, why is it that it didn't go to China, but it went to the rest of the world? It went to Europe, it went to the world, it went to the United States, came out of, but it didn't go to Beijing, it didn't go to other parts of China. What's that all about? So how come they let it go out to the world, but they didn't let it go into China? That's a little strange deal going on there.
Lastly, I know you've been taking aim at Joe Scarborough and Chris Cuomo. Why put them in your crosshairs when there's so many other huge problems out there?
I just do it. You know, the people hit me, I hit back. It's just, you know, I fight. I've always felt that about Scarborough. A lot of people in Florida felt he got away with murder, I think. So, you know, I've always felt that that's not an uncommon story, I mean, if you look at it. So we don't have to waste time on it. But I've always felt that he got away with murder. That was my feeling, a very strong feeling, and I do feel it. As far as Chris Cuomo, no, I just report on his ratings. His ratings are terrible, unlike your ratings at Fox Jackson friends, where you're doing fantastically well. Thank you, Mr. President. I think I help you a lot, but you have three great people, including you. You used to be a six, then you got to be a seven or eight, and now you're approaching the nine territory, but those other two are great.
Thanks.
And, they're great.
Always room for improvement. That's what a good coach does. You leave
room That's for right. improvement. That's right. There is. That's true.
Mr. President, it's a critical time in America's history. Best of luck the rest of the way, and enjoy the rest of the day and all your meetings.
Thank you very much, Brian. You take care. Congratulations on 10 years. That's fantastic. Thanks a lot.
Thank you, Mr. President. I appreciate it. And I'm sure the president now is watching Rod Rosenstein talk about how he really did not, what led to him releasing Robert Mueller on the world and $25 million later. Special thanks to the president, Kayleigh McEnany, for setting that up. She single-handedly made that happen. The president mentioned it to me, but without her as press secretary, it wouldn't have happened. By the way, unrelated, she's doing an incredible job. Go to BrianKilmeade.com, get Sam Houston, the Alamo Avengers. If you want it for Father's Day, send it out. I'll find a way to sign it and mail it out to you.
Guys, waking up over and over to pee is not okay. But now, you can reduce those nighttime bathroom trips with the ingredients in Super Beta Prostate P3 Advanced. We're talking about less urges to pee at night, less bathroom trips during the day, and better bladder emptying. It's like taking three prostate supplements in one. You can try a full 30-day bottle of P3 Advanced, free. Just pay shipping and handling. No strings attached, no obligations, and no commitments to buy. This is a 30-day supply, absolutely free. Call 1-800-223-0950. Super Beta Prostate is the best-selling brand in major retailers like Walmart. But for this no-strings-attached free bottle, you must call now. Call 1-800-223-0950. Don't miss out on this unprecedented free offer. Call 1-800-223-0950. 1-800-223-0950.
Now, from the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
In the 1970s and 80s, one of the most successful songwriting duos was Elton John and Bernie Taupin. Elton John discusses their music composing relationship.
He writes the lyrics first and gives them to me, and then I write the songs for them. In the old days, I would slice bits of verses out and cut things here and there. It's not so bad now, but it's always been the lyrics first. Very, very rarely has I ever sometimes suggested a title for a song or maybe a melody, but Don't Go Breaking My Heart is the only one I can think of. And I enjoy that process. People say, you know, why don't you write your own lyrics? Well, I don't really want to. I enjoy writing with Bernie. I love it. And it's a magical, and he's one of my dearest friends, and I love him so much. But why would I want to change something that gives me so much pleasure?
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRostro. George Floyd's memorial service in his hometown Saturday was a celebration of life. Patricia Sanders says she'll take away a sense of hope from the day.
We can come together. There can be a change made. And just seeing everyone just paying their respect and being willing to make a change.
Floyd's memorial happened as thousands of protesters streamed into the nation's capital and other major cities in another huge mobilization against police brutality and racial inequality.
Neither the steamy summer heat nor coronavirus fears could keep thousands of protesters from gathering across the D.C. metro area, intent on marching toward the White House. Mayor Muriel Bowser was cheered as she walked through the portion of 16th Street near the White House that she's renamed Black Lives Matter Plaza.
These type of gatherings remind us about us being human and about the need for all of us as one human race coming together to solve the problems of our community.
The Reverend Adrian Nelson of Lomax AME Zion Church tells WJLA,
that was what was lost in Minneapolis, was the humanity of George Floyd.
Ben Thomas, Washington.
A rough weekend as Tropical Storm Cristobal is slowly heading toward the U.S. Gulf Coast.
We do currently have storm surge warnings out for a portion of southeastern Louisiana and the Mississippi coast, And tropical storm warnings also extend from the central Louisiana coast all the way eastward to parts of the Florida panhandle.
National Hurricane Center specialist Robbie Berg. A California sheriff's deputy is dead, two other officers wounded, one critically, as well as a gunman before he was arrested. The incident in the Ben Lomond area of Santa Cruz County reportedly started after the report of a carjacking. News and analysis at townhall.com.
Relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. I come from the doctor's clinic this morning, 28 staples out of my knee, and I am not taking painkillers. Why? Because I don't need to. I'm taking Relief Factor. Yes, it's a triple dose, but it doesn't have any negative side effects, and I am doing just fine, thank you very much. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at relieffactor.com, and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. That's truly remarkable, to be liberated from your pain for less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. Go right now. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. This is your opportunity to be the next success story.
Britain's Prince William's revealed that he's been anonymously helping out on a crisis helpline during the coronavirus lockdown.
The Duke of Cambridge's work with Shout 85258, an around-the-clock text messaging helpline developed by the Royal Foundation, was made public to mark Volunteers Week. William, who is second in line to the throne, is one of more than 2,000 volunteers who have been formally trained to help those in need. More than 300,000 text conversations have taken place between volunteers and people needing mental health support. William's wife, the Duchess of Cambridge, has also been helping others by taking part in check-in and chat calls with people self-isolating or vulnerable during the pandemic. Zaria Shakili, London.
Birthday Saturday, singer-songwriter Gary U.S. Bonds turned 81. Country singer Joe Stampley, 77. Senator Marsha Blackburn of Tennessee, 68. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. Mormon missionaries take to the Internet.
The young men on bicycles have long knocked on doors, shaken hands, or walked up to strangers. Now the coronavirus pandemic has forced them to do their outreach online, in Facebook groups, and through video calls. The religion hastily brought home more than 26,000 young people from overseas, missions aimed at recruiting new members. Many are taking their work to social media in their home countries. The Mormon Church is considered by Christians as a cult, spreading a false gospel. Patrick Foss reporting.
China is advising its citizens not to visit Australia, citing racial discrimination and violence against Asians in what appears to be Beijing's latest attempt to punish the country for advocating an investigation into the coronavirus pandemic. As part of the perceived retaliation, China is already effectively ending imports of Australian barley, putting tariffs on more than 80% of the crop. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
I'm Lee Hull.
And I'm Lee Esses.
And we co-host Writing Roots.
It's a 10-minute podcast in which we, an author,
and her editor,
cover lessons we've learned about the writing process.
This podcast is for storytellers of all kinds. We discuss everything from the hero's journey to how to slog through that pesky middle section of your book. From filling out your author's toolbox to answering your questions about the craft and the industry. From magic to mayhem.
In June, we're discussing the four-letter words of the writing process. Those are scary words like edit and read and show versus tell. In July, we take a look at marketing and how you can make money with your books.
So whether you're an experienced storyteller or still working on that first book,
now is the time to check us out.
Writing Roots is available on iTunes, Spotify, and anywhere you find your podcasts. And don't forget to always
write selfishly.
I expected to be a lot easier.
I didn't know what step to take next.
I was transitioning from the military. I was a vehicle gunner.
An avionics specialist.
I missed my unit, my family.
Playing with my daughter, I'd felt like a stranger.
I didn't have a clear sense of what to do next.
And then I thought, if I'm going through this, other veterans have gone through it too, right? So I reached out, and I saw that I wasn't alone.
Go to maketheconnection.net to learn how other veterans have overcome the challenges of transitioning out of the military.
in the pandemic, oh yeah, we're still in that, to what's happening with the unrest in so many cities. It's going to be hard to cover it all, along with the presidential election and new polls are in. We had that big interview with the president yesterday, made a lot of news. We still haven't gotten re-over that again, obviously, a lot going on. No place, again, just like the pandemic, again, the New York, the center of everything, because the protests arguably are the most destructive. When you talk about this Antifa-like organization that has ripped up the most expensive streets, stores, maybe in the country. They're also hitting in California, places like Rodeo Drive, tearing it up, pickaxes, going right through the windows and running out. And these aren't people who are necessarily gangsters. They look like young ex-gamer skateboarders who are well-rehearsed and well-armed. I don't know who's behind it, who finances it, but they know what they're doing. When most of America is not working, when they're not going to school, they're using this opportunity to wreak havoc in the country. And it's not making this place, not making this country a better place to live. Molly Hemingway at the bottom of the hour. Ainsley Earhart will be joining us. So let's get to the victory.
Need to know. It's Brian's Big Three.
Number three.
The whole concept that the campaign was colluding with the Russians, there was no there in August 2017. Do you agree with that general statement or not?
I agree with that general statement.
Yeah. The collusion delusion just got crazier. As Rod Rosenstein said, he shouldn't have green-lighted the Mueller probe in retrospect. Many of his other statements, mind-bending.
Number two.
Today, I filed an amended complaint that charges former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin with murder in the second degree. I believe the evidence available to us now supports the stronger charge of second-degree murder.
And other officers as well. George Floyd. The case against the cops who believe are responsible for his death, charges upgraded, more officers implicated, and the attorney general says this is not going to be easy. We'll talk about it.
Number one.
During the day, what you see is coordination, homemade weapons mainly being stashed around different metropolitan areas. Those are the types of people that we see moving these violent protests and these organizations in a certain way.
That is Chad Wolf. He is director of Homeland Security. City to city, signs of settling and signs of coordinated violence. Shootings now a part of the riots, and now in a new push to defund the only people between society and chaos, that's the police. But first, this.
Now it's time to clear the airwaves for the Emmy-nominated host of Fox News Sunday.
Mr. Sunday, the receptive voice, the king.
Author of the new book, Countdown
1945. It will drop on June 9th.
Chris, you're such an asset to the show, and I'm glad to see it's really helping your career.
Did I mention Countdown 1945?
A couple of times.
Now available pre-orders at Amazon.
Got it.
I see this as a feature-length movie. I am serious. This is a great story.
This is going to be great, and I look forward to talking to you for the next 5 months about it.
Every week we are going to talk about Countdown. You know, this is going to be a countdown to the countdown.
I like it.
Tell your people to put that on the promo next week.
The official Brian Kilmeade Show Countdown to the Countdown continues now.
Chris Wallace.
Nine.
How are you?
Seven. We are in the... next Tuesday, it drops. Countdown 1945, June 9th. The extraordinary story of the atomic bomb and the 116 days that changed the world. Yes, it is finally here. Folks, time to go out and order Amazon, Barnes & Noble. Go to your local bookstore. It's at Costco. And it is I sent you some time ago the book. Have you read it? Hello?
You sent me the book?
Yes, I did send you. Oh my gosh, you are such a faker! I sent you the book. I sent you the email.
You know what? I was
in the middle of the coronavirus.
Oh
Brian,
man,
this is not helping the pitch here.
I apologize. I was going to say, "Where's my book?" I forgot that you did email it to me because I haven't been in the office.
Well,
I will check it out.
You don't get emails.
I will check it out. My bad. I'm just not used to you emailing me.
You know what the good part is? The bad part is that you've kind of blown the pitch today. The good part is I will send you a copy of the book, have Eric give me your address to send it, and then we'll have a whole new conversation next Thursday. So this is good.
That'll be great. So Chris, it's going to be great, and I know it's going to be tough doing a book tour. I'm doing the paperback now. I do a lot of virtual stuff. And the problem with New York, Connecticut, and New Hampshire, as well as Massachusetts, is the bookstores are too dangerous, evidently. We can only go to liquor stores. So you can't go walk through a bookstore. All hell could break loose. But I can buy liquor and lottery tickets, according to the geniuses in charge of our future, because of the pandemic. So that's
the
problem.
The
open up the bookstores for Wallace.
Well, and Brian.
Yeah.
But yes, you're telling me that the bookstores are not open in New York?
Nope. None.
All right. I got to get on the phone with Governor Cuomo. This is an outrage. I could.
How about with Billy Barnes and Stan Noble?
I could be in the streets rioting on this weekend if they don't open the bookstores.
Well, I know. I can understand that. But you are seeing riots by you like I've never seen before, to the point where they had to scramble the president. And they are getting a little crazy. I've never seen a time like this. Chris, does this remind you of any other time in all the years you've covered news?
Yes, and I'm going to sound like an old guy here because, you know, they would say, oh, you think this is big, you should have seen it back. But in truth, 1968 was much worse. Now, we didn't have a coronavirus, and we didn't have 40 million people unemployed, so that's much worse. But in terms of the rioting in the streets after the assassination of Martin Luther King, and folks, trust me on this, go back and look at Google or whatever, when you see what was going on in the streets of cities across America, including Washington, D.C., this wasn't like a looting of a fancy store. They were, and I'm not diminishing what's going on now. It is terrible. It's unacceptable. And, you know, peaceful protest is, you know, is as American as the Constitution. Violent protest, those people should be thrown in jail. But it was worse in 68.
So I want you, so when you look at the looting that's going on, the coordinated looting as opposed to the protesting over law enforcement inequity, and the way to reform it, that's one thing. Now they're talking about defunding it and disbanding it and having Black Lives Matter run peace forces. I'm pretty sure on my things to make better list, that didn't really hit the top 10. And especially when I got up at 2:30 in the morning today, Dermot Shea, the NYPD police commissioner, said this, cut 7.
We had a uniformed sergeant and police officer hearing shots fired that were coming from that initial scene respond quickly to that scene. We believe that when they got there, they saw the perpetrator with a gun in his hand, which we believe belonged to one of the officers. What we know at this point in time is that 22 shell casings have been recovered from a number of members of the service. The perpetrator struck multiple times. He is here and he's in critical condition. We had two police officers shot in the hand, and we had the third police officer that is stabbed in the neck.
Happy to say the three cops are going to recover. And the assailant, no word, but they're all in the same hospital. We had a situation where people overstayed the curfew and got detained. Rain came in, they left. But then I went to bed thinking, okay, that's a little bit better. I got up to that presser. And I worry after St. Louis when four were shot, including a 77-year-old African-American retired chief. I'm getting worried that guns are going to be part of our dialogue now.
Well, I certainly hope not. And, you know, look, I saw the butcher knife, a picture of the butcher knife that was used on one of the policemen in New York. This wasn't a little pen knife. This was a butcher knife. And you know, the fact that the guy, the policeman's going to survive is a miracle. Look, I believe in protest. The founders believed in protest. I think that there are inequities in policing in African-American minority neighborhoods. But that's no excuse for violence on the other side. And, you know, as I say, protest is fine. Rioting, looting, and especially, you know, violent attacks on law enforcement, which is, you know, the thin blue line that protects us, absolutely unacceptable and no justification whatsoever.
It's some crazy times. Listen. I'm all for, I thought we were going to have a week talking about racial inequities, whether it's social, whether it's societal, whether it's law enforcement or just the justice system. I couldn't wait for it. To tell you the truth, I love conversations to move the country forward. I can't get away from the chaos that is plaguing our cities, and I am not overstating it. On top of that, the pandemic that all the authorities and scientists told us was going to change, you know, it was lethal. We got to look out. We got to stay home. We got to not go to our jobs. We got to board up. Now we don't even care. The same people that told us that are okay with protests. And you had the mayor of Los Angeles sitting down yelling with a bunch of people huddled around him in salute to Black Lives Matter. Wait a second, sir. You just destroyed my gym, my convenience store, my restaurant because you had to save my life. And now you have no problem with these protests. We're being taken advantage of.
Well, look, I have been watching with my wife, Lorraine. We watch this every night, and I see all these people without masks close together. Look, I hope that nothing happens. I don't want people to get sick to prove the scientists right. But, you know, you got to wonder in 2 or 3 weeks whether we're going to see a new spike when you get thousands of people in each other's faces. And the idea, I agree with you, that public officials would, you know, say for months we got to close everything down and we got the coronavirus, and now say, you know, if you're pure politics, it's okay to fill the streets with people. You know, if it was dangerous to have groups of people partying, it's good. Yes. It's dangerous to have groups of people protesting. I find this appearance really quite distressing because we're agreeing too much, and this is not the way it's supposed to work out. Can I ask you one provocative question?
Yes.
So you did the interview with the president yesterday, and I'm going to put it bluntly. I'm jealous because, you know, I haven't talked to the president on camera in an interview since November of 1945, of 2018. It's been the better part of a year and a half. But when he said, well, yeah, I went down to the bunker, but it was just an inspection, what did you think?
Well, yeah, here it is. Let's listen.
Well, it was a false report. I wasn't down. I went down during the day, and I was there for a tiny, little short period of time, and it was much more for an inspection. There was no problem during the day.
What
did you think? Yeah.
What did I think? My premise was, I said, listen, George Bush famously wanted to go into Washington on 9/11. They would not let him. And he was frustrated beyond belief. But the Secret Service makes those calls. I thought the criticism was way out of bounds because he doesn't choose to run. The Secret Service tells you where to go. But he said he never was in the bunker. And he said he went down there to check it out should he need to get there. What do I think? I don't know. That's what he said, and so-called other people who weren't there, no.
Well, I agree with part of what you said. I agree with everything you said. I mean, you know, I agree that that's the police or the Secret Service call. You know, I mean, we've seen in the movies the portrayal of when they took Cheney down to the bunker. If the Secret Service thinks the president's life is in danger, that's their job. That's what we pay them to do. And I don't think it should be any negative aspersion on whether it was Cheney then or Donald Trump now. I got to say, though, saying that he went down for an inspection when there was, you know, rioting on the streets, I find that hard to believe.
Yeah. I don't have a source except for him. So I don't know if I'm going to believe him or CNN.
The president is the source. I got nothing. You know what? You know my source who's closest to the president? You.
You got to be nice to me. Especially because I got this powerful radio show and this great morning show. And our audience is so loyal. They will love to find out how best to get Chris Wallace's book. Now, Chris, real quick, for people that aren't allowed to go to bookstores because it's too dangerous, like in New York, it is so scary to go to a bookstore and see book spines. So would you please tell me how to order it?
You are the best person in the world. You can go to, you know, all the normal sources, Amazon.com, Barnes & Noble. There are a variety of other sources. I mean, the places that you can order Brian's books, and you can get the book, and we all have a little extra time to read. And the thing I promise you about this book, and I will get you a copy, and I want your honest opinion. I am so confident you're going to like this book that I want you next Thursday to say. And if you want to say I thought it sucked, We're all going to listen next Thursday.
You got it. I know once I start, I'm not going to be able to put it down, and especially I read everything on e-book, so thanks for sending it that way. Seriously. Chris, congratulations. It's exciting, even for someone who's experienced everything you've experienced. And Fox News Sunday is going to be this Sunday, right?
Yeah, we thought we would put it on this Sunday. We're going to have somebody to talk about, you know, the president's decision to crack down, and things did seem to get calmer. We're also going to have Admiral Mike Mullen, the former chairman of the Joint Chiefs. You know, you've had Jim Mattis and Mike Mullen and even to a certain degree Mark Esper, the current Secretary of Defense, breaking with the president.
That should be
so we'll have all of that.
Yeah, he does not like the president, so you're going to have to play the other side for that. Chris Wallace, thanks so much. All right.
Thank you,
go get him, Chris. You got it, sir. 1-866-408-7669.
You're with Brian Kilmeade.
Texting enrolls you into recurring automated text messages. Message and data rates may apply.
9, 10.
Honey, you have really been making the most of being at home. I haven't seen you work out this hard in years.
I feel great. And honestly, taking NuGenix makes a huge difference for me.
NuGenix? That's the testosterone booster that has the TV ads with Frank the Big Herb Thomas, right?
Yeah, this is an amazing product. The patented ingredient is Testofen, which helps boost free testosterone levels and increase lean muscle mass. NuGenix is a great way to boost lean muscle and feel stronger with more energy and endurance.
Well, you are looking good and have been quite the tiger lately, too. NuGenix is definitely working for you and for me.
Yeah, and all I had to do was send them a text to get my complimentary bottle. Text BEAT to 42424 right now for your complimentary bottle of NuGenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. NuGenix samples are not available in stores, so text BEAT to 42424 right now. Text BEAT to 42424. That's BEAT to 42424.
In uncertain times, you can be certain of this. The Salvation Army is serving those most in need with help and hope. Thanks to your donations, the Salvation Army is helping those affected by COVID-19, those who've lost wages, who have no home to retreat to, who need food, help with utilities, and most of all, hope. To see how you can continue to make a difference, visit givewestwood.org, givewestwood.org.
You remember when your mom and dad talked about the importance of having term life insurance? I mean, it felt really good knowing the family would have money after something happened. How do you think they felt? They worked their entire life without truly getting the benefit of having term life insurance? MyTermLifeGuy.com. MyTermLifeGuy.com. You don't have to die to receive the benefits. A $1 million policy for a healthy male, non-smoker, below $35 a month. MyTermLifeGuy.com.
Sponsored by Gold Coast Insurance Group.
This is Fox on Justice. President Trump says he's prepared to send in the military to stop rioting and looting, whether state and local officials want them or not.
I will deploy the United States military and quickly solve the problem for them.
Democrats like Delaware Senator Chris Coons expressed outrage.
Defies convention, tradition, and what we all understand to be the role of a president.
The president does have the authority to send in troops, even if a state's governor hasn't requested them. A law from 1807, the Insurrection Act, gives the president the power to use the military to put down unrest. But first, the law says, the president must call for the insurgents to disperse. Legal experts say the insurrection law is a backstop to cases where state and local authorities can't or won't stop the unrest. One such time was 1957, when President Eisenhower sent the 101st Airborne to Arkansas to enforce the integration of Little Rock High School. With Fox on Justice, Hank Weinblum, Fox News.
This is House Call for Health. Doctors treating COVID-19 say they're seeing many patients who suffered a stroke.
We understand that it's due to clotting problems, and I think people are being a little more aggressive about treating it.
Dr. John Klein at the University of Louisville School of Medicine says sometimes a stroke is the first major symptom of the virus, not fever or shortness of breath. Doctors say it is vital that treatment for a stroke begins immediately. Up to 2 million brain cells can die with each minute of delay. But a new study indicates a trend in the wrong direction. Researchers found that compared to last year, stroke victims are arriving at hospitals on average more than 2.5 hours hours later. Researchers suspect it's because of fears of contracting the virus in the hospital. The study is in the journal Neurointerventional Surgery. For more on the coronavirus, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
From the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
The nation's air traffic controllers went on strike on August 3, 1981, grounding about 7,000 daily flights. 3 days later, President Ronald Reagan took an unprecedented move to break the strike. He fired all 12,000 air traffic controllers in retaliation.
Let me read the solemn oath taken by each of these employees. I am not participating in any strike against the government of the United States or any agency thereof. It is for this reason that I must tell those who fail to report for duty this morning, they are in violation of the law, and if they do not report for work within 48 hours, they have forfeited their jobs and will be terminated.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk.
He's so busy, he'll make your head spin. It's Brian Kilmeade.
Hey, welcome back. Ryan, you're listening to WABC in Pearl River, New York. Hey, Ryan.
How's it going, Brian? In the I work in Manhattan, and when it gets dark out, like during Sunday night, Monday, when I was out there, I stayed several blocks away. You see the rioters start to pick up as it gets dark, and it's bedlam turning in out there. And unfortunately, for what I've noticed, you have people out there who just will do anything they can to loot, and they're just taking advantage of the situation that's taking place. They know the cops' hands are tied because of this mayor. I call the mayor the Tower of Jelly. But I just like to tell the people a story. Now, because you're going to hear something great. 1977, during the blackouts in the Bronx, there was one neighborhood in the Bronx that was surrounded by the rioters, but the rioters wouldn't dare go into that neighborhood. Anyone out there want to venture to guess what neighborhood that was? A lot of people probably say, man, I know what that neighborhood was. But the bottom line here is they know there's nothing going to be done to them, the looters, and that's why they're doing it. And you see people going into neighborhoods and they're bowing to them. Out in Long Island, there was a reporter. He's a non-reporter. He was getting arrogant and nasty with a woman out there in Long Island. That reporter, he was just a condescending individual. Woman was cool. She was strong. And he goes to her like this. He goes, well, you know everyone's watching you on Long Island. She looks in the camera. She goes, hi, everybody. Folks, that's America.
Well, thanks for the call. It is chaos in New York. It was chaos in 77. It's chaos now. And you need a strong person. And I'm all for people sounding up and being frustrated with maybe you feel as though you're being repressed. Speak out. Great. Get some power. Fantastic. Don't wreck Fifth Avenue. And expect me to listen to you afterwards. Forget it. When we come back, Molly Hemingway. She was brought up by the President of the United States yesterday. Seems to have a great perspective every time I talk to her. I'm sure now, too.
This is the moment when America comes together.
And Fox News Channel is with you every step of the way.
There are so many uplifting stories, people helping each other.
America's best shine brightest when needed the most.
The spirit of generosity has been enormous.
We took an oath to be here for the public, so we're not going anywhere.
We are resilient. Thanks to her citizens, the America we know will come out of this stronger than ever.
America Together, on air and online, only Fox News Channel. From the Fox News Podcasts Network, The Campaign with Bret Baier.
I asked the president if he thought that this election was going to be a referendum on how he handled the crisis. He said no, but then came back to, it's going to be a big fact.
Joe Biden's job remains very challenging to get people to oust an incumbent, especially during a time of crisis. Trump's problem is he has been very poor at managing expectations throughout this process so far.
Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcast.com.
This is the moment when America comes together.
And Fox News Channel is with you every step of the way.
There are so many uplifting stories, people helping each other.
America's best shine brightest when needed the most.
The spirit of generosity has been enormous.
We took an oath to be here for the public, so we're not going anywhere.
We are resilient. Thanks to her citizens, the America we know will come out of this stronger than ever before.
America Together, on air and online, only Fox News Channel.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Download and listen to Living the Bream, hosted by Fox News Channel's Shannon Bream.
Dr. Steve Weinberg.
We're hoping a couple of things, and it'll work in this case. If the coronavirus that we're dealing with now doesn't mutate tremendously between now and the fall, and so the one we're making a vaccine against is still effective in the fall, we'll have a vaccine.
Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcast.com. America's listening to Fox News.
This is the moment when America comes together.
And Fox News Channel is with you every step of the way.
There are so many uplifting stories, people helping each other.
America's best shine brightest when needed the most.
The spirit of generosity has been enormous.
We took an oath to be here for the public, so we're not going anywhere.
We are resilient. Thanks to her citizens, the America we know will come out of this stronger than ever before.
America Together, on air and online, only Fox News Channel.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Download Perino and Steyerwald. I'll tell you what.
I noticed that the Democrats were very critical of the government. And fine, okay, whatever. But their solutions were more government. But government is not working at all. And look, I understand that the state unemployment systems got overwhelmed. But 36 million people who have filed for unemployment, 16 million of them have yet to see a dime.
Amazing.
Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcast.com. America's listening to Fox News. Now, from the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
Legendary tennis champion Arthur Ashe was the first African-American player to compete professionally in tennis. In leading UCLA to the NCAA title in 1965, he created a tennis program for inner cities in 1968 and was the USLTA amateur champ and won the first U.S. Open at Forest Hills, being ranked co-number one with Rod Laver in that year.
This is still one of the Grand Slam titles, and now Muscles is the only player to win the Grand Slam this year. After a day of rest yesterday, he was pretty tough today, and I look forward to playing him again because for this year we're all square. I think I beat him about a month and a half ago in Detroit under poor lights. So here's hoping we meet in the final of Forest Hills on my turf. So I'll see you in September.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk.
Saving you money on the bell with the Fox Business Network. With unemployment at a record high and many Americans facing pay cuts or losing hours, you may be looking for some extra ways to earn money. Rebecca Grimulia, personal finance expert at TopCashback.com, says consider selling unwanted items on a site like eBay.
Upload a couple of photos of your products, hit list, and you'll be on your way to earning extra cash online.
She says you can also earn money by allowing apps to collect data about your physical activity.
The app simply syncs with existing health apps on your smartphone or smartwatch, and if you join, you can convert your outdoor steps into currency to spend on products and services.
Grimulia says if you're knowledgeable about proofreading, marketing, or even coding, make money with skills you already have and become a virtual assistant. Another option is to become an online tutor. She says all you need is a webcam, a skill to share, and an audience.
Whether you're a teacher, professional, or a subject matter expert, you can make money simply by sharing your skills or teaching others online. Tutoring sessions can help you earn money all while being done from the comforts of your own home.
Saving you money. I'm Linda Bell, Fox News.
Information you want, truth you demand. This is the Brian Kilmeade Show.
If you read Molly Hemingway, who I know you're a fan of, and I'm a big fan of, she wrote a piece that was all fake news. There's so much fake news. Most news is fake. They're corrupt and they're fake, right. The lamestream media. And if you read the story and if you read what Molly Hemingway said, who's a real reporter, a great journalist, you'll see that that story was fake. They didn't use tear gas. They didn't use they moved them out. Now, when I went, I didn't say, oh, move them out. I didn't know who was there. I figured I was going to walk right over the church very nearby. So if you read the Molly Hemingway piece, you'll get the real story.
So that is President Trump 24 hours ago on with us here on the Brian Kilmeade Show. And Molly Hemingway now on with us now getting praise from the president. But that's not why she wrote it. She wrote it as the fact that she knew it. Molly, welcome back. We're talking about the president's walk after the Rose Garden speech to St. John's Church, which is still creating controversy. First off, how do you feel about your name being brought up?
I actually I hadn't heard the entire clip, so it's very interesting to have the president actually know who you are. But I'm glad that people did read the piece, because there was so much misinformation that was shared in the aftermath of that clearing of people in front of the White House. And it's part of a larger amount of misinformation about how the story of what's been going on has been told by so many people. Media seem to be really intentionally downplaying or ignoring or denying, in some cases, the violence that has been gripping cities throughout the country. And that includes Washington, D.C. I mean, the White House grounds were breached. The Washington Post has admitted that they wrote a story saying that President Trump had to be taken to a bunker because the threat was that serious. But then they say that no violence is happening at these protests, much less at the one in the White House. On the White House grounds, you had buildings breached, you had arson, you've got graffiti all over the place. You had a church across from the White House grounds set on fire. You've had, you know, rampant looting and other things. And it is at the very least disputed whether this was a group of peaceful protesters at the precise moment that they were cleared from the White House, from the street in front of the White House, just before the curfew was set to be enforced. And the Park Police say, and my sources in the Park Police have confirmed, that there were bricks being thrown, that injured police officers. There were dozens of police officers that were injured in the days before that, including some that were hospitalized. And these protesters, which included, of course, tons of peaceful people, but also people who were throwing bricks, throwing water bottles of frozen ice, rocks, that they had once again breached a structure on the White House grounds, and that they'd found caches of weapons on the street. Plus, they had intelligence that there was some kind of assault plan. So that.
Yeah, we just lost her there for a second. But the amount of controversy with that walk is still going on today. They actually said the president, from his Rose Garden speech to the walk and to the way everyone was cleared out, is the beginning of the end of the American experiment. I'm not kidding. Molly, you want to finish your story, right?
Yeah, there were multiple things that were not accurately conveyed by people in the media, or they were not accurately portrayed as disputed. So the first thing is that they said tear gas was used. And it turns out tear gas was not used. It was smoke canisters that people saw. And, you know, tear gas is legal for use. It's used in other situations. A lot of people probably wish tear gas were being used, but it wasn't used in that case. And so you need to be honest about it. The second thing is that they said that the crowd was 100% peaceful, which is strongly disputed by the Park Police and evidence from the contextual evidence there. And then they also said that this walk from the White House to St. John's served no purpose other than being a photo op. And it's not that it wasn't a photo op. It's obviously a photo op to have the president standing in front of a building that the night before had been set on fire by rioters. But all things that politicians do publicly are photo ops, and we don't normally just disparage them as nothing more than photo ops. A lot of people found it meaningful to say we have triumphed over the mobs that were taking control. And you might not agree with that, or you might agree with that, but to just disparage something as being nothing more than a photo op when you don't do the precisely same thing when, say, Nancy Pelosi the next day stages a photo op is why so many people have trouble believing what the media tell them.
So General Mattis came out and ripped the president, says that he's a divider, said he'd never seen a president looking to divide the country, and then went out and criticized him for talking about using the military in insurrection. I'm just wondering, were they that critical of Bush 41 when he decided to do it with one single city to send it into chaos? These are dozens of cities where governors are sitting on their hands. Why now for General Mattis?
Well, I don't, I couldn't speak to why now, but I think that the actual quality of his argument wasn't that great. A lot of people say, Donald Trump is not a uniter. Well, I think a lot of people would say, of course he's not a uniter. That's not what he was elected to do. There are people who think that uniting with people who think that the country is irredeemably evil is not in our best interest. There are people who think that, you know, the big mood of the moment, the official group that names itself Black Lives Matter has an official position of defunding police nationwide. And a lot of people say, you must unite with that movement. A lot of people say, I don't want to unite with a movement that says that we should defund the police nationwide. To unite with that movement might even sound completely crazy. And yet people say that that there should be unity on these things. Well, I think the issue is that when people seek unity, they seem to seek unity with leftist messages. And a lot of people are saying, we don't want unity with leftist messages. We want someone willing to fight those leftist messages, even if the media and social media and corporations and everybody sort of in a position of influence is fighting to make people join with those groups. You know, there are mobs out there saying you must bow down and be unified. And a lot of people are saying, I don't want to be unified. I don't think the country is irredeemably evil. I actually believe in the founding principles. I believe in equal justice under the law and individual liberty and individual responsibility. And so when people say, oh, but he's not a uniter, a lot of people say, thank God he's not a uniter. Thank God he's willing to highlight what needs to be fought for. And that is not a message you get from a lot of people in the media who just sort of say, yeah, he should be a uniter. Well, unity is nice, but you need to be united on the right principles, and you need to fight for those principles.
A couple of things that bother me more than most. 58% of young college-educated Americans say the riots are justified. That, according to Monmouth University, 58%, and we know they're all young out there. According to the new poll, the overall population of the survey, only 70% of Americans believe that the riot protests that have erupted in the aftermath of the Floyd killing are fully justified. 37% of respondents said that the riots are partially justified. But 58% of the young people, I mean, to see that type of destruction from Rodeo Drive to Fifth Avenue, to see these cities torn up and burned and a precinct abandoned, they think they're justified? Does that bother you, Molly?
Well, I saw a poll that said, you know, if you take all people, that something like 17% support the looting and the violence. And I thought, what in the world? 17% of Americans support this? Like, that's a very bad number. And it's higher, as you note, among certain other groups. And it's almost becoming like the position that you're supposed to take, that you have to have, again, unity with rioters to be considered a decent person. All people should care about police brutality. All people should care about the killings of black men and white men throughout the country, whether or not they're killed by police. These are all important issues. But that's not what's going on here. That's not what's going on as cities are devolving into chaos and buildings are being burned and businesses are being looted and violence is all around. And I think people are looking for some people to have more leadership about restoring rule of law and order. These are things that protect all people. And a lot of people are not doing what they should be doing right now at all levels of leadership.
Molly, I've never seen anybody try to escape criticism and deflect problems more than Governor Cuomo. I mean, the nursing home, all-time high. How could he not be responsible? More cases, more deaths than anywhere else in the country. He's not responsible. Now with the unrest, he blames the mayor and the NYPD. And he does it while walking down a state that bent his curve to the point it's in the floor, and he's still taking his time unlocking it. Phase one next week, all these empty stores are now destroyed and ransacked, and he's going to want to ask the federal government for a bailout. And listen to what we're dealing with in terms of a mayor. Cut 17.
Final point I'd make, I understand, I don't mean to make light of this, but I'm reminded of the song Imagine by John Lennon. Played it at my inauguration. I think everyone who hears that song in its fullness thinks about, what about a world where people got along differently? What about a world where we didn't live with a lot of the restrictions that we live with now?
Your witness, Molly.
He should probably be impeached for that reason alone. That song, I know that people like that song, and it's a nice tune. people should listen to the words, which call for the abolition of religion, no borders. I mean, these are things that, like the destruction of nation states. This isn't as beautiful as a song as people imagine it to be, no pun intended. But it's so interesting that de Blasio, you know, called for the military to come in and help him when it was coronavirus. And now is saying he absolutely doesn't want any military to get control over the city. And I actually think he should have stepped up earlier. There would be no need for military if governors and mayors would do a good job with their policing, and that's clearly not happening. But
gotcha.
Yeah, that guy is, I mean, my sympathy is for people who live there, because that guy is not a good mayor. As for Cuomo, though, it seems like the media are letting him get away with everything from mishandling the coronavirus to mishandling, you know, the rioting situation. And it is infuriating, though, that everyone is still locked down or shut down or restricted.
Oh,
and that the only thing you can do is riot, apparently.
Molly Hemingway, thanks so much. You can follow her at MZ Hemingway. Molly, appreciate it. Senior editor at The Federalist.
Thank you.
Fox News contributor. When we come back, Ainsley Earhart joins us, 1-866-408-7669. She's got a new paperback out, The Light Within Me, an inspirational memoir. Now out, but it's in a bendable version.
This is the Brian Kilmeade Show.
Hey, you probably have heard hundreds of the Balance of Nature success stories that are played on the radio every day, each hour sometimes. And I want to tell you that not one of these guys are actors, these ladies are actors in their ads. They are real people who have real results, and they receive tens of thousands of success stories each year. So they share them. Their secret to real success is using real food. You can see and smell and taste the difference in the products compared to others. All their ingredients are simply fruits and vegetables. It is that simple. You know what else is great about the Balance of Nature? Sometimes I'm in too much of a rush to eat great. Sometimes you don't feel like defrosting some vegetables. When you order, sometimes you forget to order some fruits and vegetables if you're having things delivered to your house. So that's why Balance of Nature is my answer. Don't wait to see what your daily recommended servings of fruits and vegetables every day can do for you. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com. Again, that's balanceofnature.com, and make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code Brian, B-R-I-A-N.
You looking for a positive? I've got it. Use your life insurance while you're living. MyTermLifeGuy.com. Look, with everything that we've been through, don't just think about your family. You got to think about you. Term life insurance. Get one that lets you use it while you're living. MyTermLifeGuy.com. It's that simple. MyTermLifeguy.com. A $1 million policy for a healthy male non-smoker below $35 a month. MyTermLifeGuy.com.
Sponsored by Gold Coast Insurance Group.
For 95 years, Saia LTL Freight has hit the road to deliver the goods that keep businesses and communities moving. Now, in this uncertain time, we won't stop going that extra mile, because at the end of the day, we are all in this together for the long haul. Saia LTL Freight, driving stability, safety, support, and strength. Visit Saia.com. That's SAIA.com.
This is the moment when America comes together.
And Fox News Channel is with you every step of the way.
There are so many uplifting stories, people helping each other.
America's best shine brightest when needed the most.
The spirit of generosity has been enormous.
We took an oath to be here for the public, so we're not going anywhere.
We are resilient. Thanks to her citizens, the America we know will come out of this stronger than ever before.
America Together, on air and online. Only Fox News Channel. From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Getting Schooled with Abby Hornacek.
Judge Napolitano, when you talk about FISA and FISA court, what does it mean for everyday Americans?
Every keystroke you touch on your mobile device or your desktop is captured by the federal government. Even if you think you've deleted or erased or corrected something, they still have it.
Subscribe and listen now by going to FoxNewsPodcasts.com.
Class dismissed.
This is the moment when America comes together.
And Fox News Channel is with you every step of the way.
There are so many uplifting stories, people helping each other.
America's best shine brightest when needed the most.
The spirit of generosity has been enormous.
We took an oath to be here for the public, so we're not going anywhere.
We are resilient. Thanks to her citizens, the America we know will come out of this stronger than ever before.
America Together, on air and online, only Fox News Channel. From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Download and listen to Everyone Talks to Liz.
You have to come clean and accept it and take full responsibility for it, and then just make sure that somewhere in your mind you chalk it up to, okay, you learn from great experiences when you win, but you also learn from all those experiences where it doesn't feel good and you've fallen and you scraped your knees.
Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com. America's listening to Fox News.
His mouth to your ears. It's Brian Kilmeade.
Welcome back, everyone. 1-866-408-7669. Let's bring in Ainsley Earhart. She's the same Ainsley Earhart, I believe, according to my sources, who has her paperback out today, The Light Within Me, an inspirational memoir. Is this the same woman who was up at 2:30 to be up at 5 o'clock, who was on the air until 9 a.m.?
I don't know how you do it, Brian. How do you get up at 2 o'clock in the morning and then do a four-hour show and then do radio? You're my hero.
Well, you know, it's the craziest thing. First time in 23 years, I got woken up by one of our producers at 4:45 on Tuesday. I set it for 2:15 in the afternoon on my watch, on my clock, everything. I did not look at PM and AM. Is that
right.
Crazy?
I know. Well,
that's just,
you know.
Have you ever done that?
It's just, I did it. Well, what's funny, in local news in South Carolina, I took a day off. My co-anchor slept in, so there was no one there to anchor the show. So the meteorologist had to anchor the show until my co-anchor got there. So it happens. Look, I mean, in 20-some-odd years, it's never happened to you, so hats off to you. We're all just, right. We've got a lot on our mind. It's hard to sleep right now because we're worried about our country and worried about, you know, memorializing George Floyd and making sure that, you know, everyone's safe. We've just got a lot on our plate right now. The news is heavy. It's heavy.
Right.
And we're all working
a lot. So when you have your paperback out that tells about your story, and you added something that's kind of tough to go through in the paperback.
Yeah.
And this is why I would never write about my life. You updated everybody, and you had to do something real tough. I imagine real tough. And you have to update everyone on your divorce.
Right. Well, I reread it when I got the boxes of paperbacks because I'm doing a live signing tonight at 5 p.m. and I read it. And I was like, wow, I really shared a lot. But I want to be real, and our country's going through so much right now. That I did it in a, you know, in a way that was, I wanted to help other people. And so it's hard. My paperback came out this week, and it's obviously, you know, I dealt with, is it appropriate for me to talk about a book right now when so much is going on in our country and people are hurting? But, you know, my faith got me through the hard times. My faith got me through the divorce, and I wrote about that specifically. Just so I could help other people. If I can help one person get through a really hard time and lead them to God, then it was worth it. So the paperback's out. The last chapter, we added a last chapter because the book, the hardback, came out 2 years ago, pre-divorce. And then now I, you know, wanted to share that with the rest of the country because it's not an easy thing to go through. But we are amicable. We have a beautiful daughter together. And I'm so thankful for that marriage because so many reasons, but mainly because we have Hayden and she's beautiful. But I just hope that people can read it, and there's scripture at the top of every chapter, and I hope that those scriptures help you. I was listening to a sermon on Sunday. I'm clinging to God right now, and I listened to three sermons on Sunday, Brian, and one of them was a minister in the southern part of New York in Lower Manhattan, and he said he called his friend that's up in Harlem, and he said – what are you preaching on this Sunday? Can you give me some advice? And he said, you need to read Habakkuk, which is a book in the Bible that a lot of people haven't heard of, but it just talks about trying times and crying out to God, where are you? Why have you forsaken me? And then God says, look at the nations and watch and be utterly amazed, for I'm going to do something in your days that you would not believe even if you were told. So I know that God has not forsaken us. He is going to
Right.
It's going to take time, but, you know, our country will heal, and I just hope that race relations are healed, and I hope that we can trust law enforcement. And, you know, you were talking about this morning, Brian, how our law enforcement is just, they're good people. You know, you grew up, how many in your family are law enforcement, Brian? A lot, right?
Yeah, I mean, it goes back through time. But listen, they make $41,000 a year to start. It takes them 5 years to make of $20,000 more after taxes. You live in Manhattan. How much are they taking home? Like nothing. Plus, they got kids. They got, they have extracurricular activities. They got to pay for rent or a mortgage. And they come to work, and they're being vilified, hit by water bottles that are iced, or by being beat up with fire extinguishers. You lived in South Carolina where there's a semblance of normalcy. You moved to New York for many times the idiocy. What are your thoughts about what you're seeing here?
Yeah, I mean, you know, they're definitely well-respected in the South, and many New Yorkers are, too. This is, hold on, baby, I'm, okay, honey, sorry, Hayden's walking in. You know, down south, I remember growing up, and I remember seeing a news story. I'll never forget it. My dad was getting something out of his closet, which was in our hallway, and I was standing behind him, and he was telling me that someone had killed a police officer, and I remember him saying, he's there, you know, he's going to get the death penalty. It was, you just, baby, I'm on the phone.
It was a bigger deal.
Can I talk to you in just a second? It was a bigger deal, right. And now it's just, listen, they're bad apples. They need to root them out. But the majority of them are good people, Brian. You're right. They're servants. You know, they keep us safe. Hey,
and you're one of the best people I've ever met, period. And go pick up her book, The Light Within Me, an inspirational memoir, at Ainsley Earhart. Ainsley, it'd be a great gift for Father's Day, I believe.
Yes, it'd be good for Father's Day or for anyone that's just struggling right now. Thank you so much, Brian.
Well, that's a great story.
God bless you.
Go get him. Ainsley Earhart, thanks so much. Brian Kilmeade, Joe.
Texting enrolls you into recurring automated text messages. Message and data rates may apply.
9, 10.
Honey, you have really been making the most of being at home. I haven't seen you work out this hard in years.
I feel great. And honestly, taking NuGenix makes a huge difference for me.
NuGenix. That's the testosterone booster that has the TV ads with Frank the Big Herb Thomas, right?
Yeah, this is an amazing product. The patented ingredient is Testofen, which helps boost free testosterone levels and increase lean muscle mass. NuGenix is a great way to boost lean muscle and feel stronger with more energy and endurance.
Well, you are looking good and have been quite the tiger lately, too. NuGenix is definitely working for you and for me.
Yeah, all I had to do was send them a text to get my complimentary bottle. Text BEAT to 42424 right now for your complimentary bottle of NuGenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. NuGenix samples are not available in stores, so text BEAT to 42424 right now. Text BEAT to 42424. That's BEAT to 42424.
This is Fox News Talk.
Headline Rewind.
1986.
Despite our repeated warnings, Gaddafi continued his reckless policy of intimidation, his relentless pursuit of terror. He counted on America to be passive. He counted wrong.
Engines throttling up, 3 engines now at 104%.
Challenger, go with throttle up.
Flight controllers here looking very carefully at the situation. Obviously a major malfunction.
An official announcement from the Council of Ministers. There has been an accident at the Chernobyl atomic power station.
Clearly, this disease, which strikes men and women, children and adults, people of all races, must be stopped. It is estimated that 1.5 million people are now infected with the AIDS virus.
The United States has not swapped boatloads of plane loads of American weapons for the return of American hostages, and we will not.
News as it happens. News as it happens.
This is Fox News.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.